Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school football.
40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And they'll send McNeil in motion to the right side now. Two men in the backfield out of that shotgun. And McNick takes the snap, wants to throw again. Looking deep over the middle, and it's going to be caught. Complete 10, 5, touchdown. Kearney Bearcats, Hunter King.
Tonight it's a top 10 Class A battle from Foster Field as the Kearney Bearcats welcome in the Lincoln Southwest Silverhawks. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
The kick is away, very high kick, and it'll be fielded at the 30-yard line by Lundgren. Up the middle, there's some room, 35, 40, right sideline, 50. If he can get by the kicker, he scores, 30, 25, 15. Schumacher trips him up, but he's brought down inside the 15 at the 12-yard line.
And, Doug, I'm going to tell you, Isaac Brown absolutely depleted a pious player, and that's the block that strung him. Kearney set that up beautifully.
Southwest brings a powerful running attack to town, and the defense features two future Cornhuskers. Kearney has been very efficient on offense throughout two games, but will easily face their toughest test of the young season tonight. It's the Silverhawks and Bearcats coming up next. But first, at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Foster Field and Kearney with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from beautiful Foster Field on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. It is time for Friday Night Football on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our producer-engineer Stacy Johns ready for this top 10 Class A battle tonight between the Kearney High Bearcats and the Silverhawks of Lincoln Southwest. And Larry, you look at this football game here tonight, you look at a Kearney team that quite frankly hasn't been tested. We've talked about this during the offseason. We talked about it in the preseason with Brandon Cool. They've got Lincoln Southwest tonight. They turn around and travel to Millard North on Thursday, and then they take on Grand Island, opened up district play 2 weeks from tonight. And those are the three toughest teams on their schedule. Lincoln Southwest has two Nebraska recruits in the stud, Josh Banderas, and of course they also have got in the transfer in Christian Lacouture out of Texas, where he was at just outside of a Texas A&M high school down there, and decided to transfer up and be with Banderas. So that's what's going on there, and they look big. But they really haven't played that well in their first two games. Not those two kids individually, but overall, they're 2-0. They squeak by Lincoln North Star, and they struggle with a Grand Island team that, frankly, is probably as down as they've been in quite some time for Coach Tomlin over there with only one returning starter. So Southwest wants to come out, make a statement over a good Kearney team, and we'll hear from Coach Mark King. He says Kearney's the best team they've played so far, with wins over Pius, which Kearney really dominated with their starters and got off to a good start up at Norfolk. They want to see actually how good their football team is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing is, to this point, Kearney's played two Class A opponents, but neither one have been top flight opponents. So really the season does start here, and they knew that this summer and even back this winter when the schedules came out. So what you want to do is, as a ball club and especially as a coaching staff, you wanted to make sure you came into week three healthy, running on all cylinders and ready to roll, knowing that you're going to play a big, big physical football team. For the most part, Kearney's done that. They're going to miss Pierce Wright tonight at an inside linebacker spot. He went out of the game in the second quarter against Lincoln Pius in the first half of that game where he played really well. And that's a tough spot to lose, Doug, where coming into this game, you've got a Lincoln Southwest team that's going to want to run the ball, and especially from C-gap to C-gap, they're going to want to dominate the line of scrimmage. You've got to have tremendous inside linebacker play. Luke McNitt, which we know is a tremendous linebacker through his career, probably, you know, we didn't see him take very many snaps at linebacker against Pius. He virtually played no linebacker last week. due to the increased amount of carries that he's getting on offense, and I don't think we'll probably see him play linebacker tonight. You take your two best inside linebackers out of the game when you're going to play a top 10 team that wants to run the ball 100 times tonight. That is a tough matchup.
We were joking with Mark King, the head coach of the Silverhawks, on the field. I've known Coach King for a number of years when he got his first head coaching duty at Ord, then went on to Lincoln Northeast, and then started the program at Southwest, and he built every single program into state playoff contenders and teams, and he's done that again here at Southwest. And I joked with him, what's the over-under on passes tonight if it goes your way? Is it one? Is it two? I mean, they've only thrown the ball 17 times in two games, 7 of 17 for less than 70 yards, and their starting quarterback, Gunnar Peterson, has only rushed it twice. It's turn and hand it to Josh Banderas, or just to switch it up, give it to the fullback. And that is Jamie Brown. So we'll hear more from the coaches. Brandon Cool from Kearney High and the head coach Mark King will be coming up from Lincoln Southwest in just a moment. There is a big game that's already being played down at Seacrest Field in Lincoln between number one Lincoln Southeast and number three Millard South. And Millard South leading it in the fourth quarter 21-6. And that is our first Valentino's update of the night. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and hear from the coaches, starting with Mark King of Lincoln Southwest right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. A Class A top 10 battle tonight at Foster Field as Lincoln leaves town for the only time this year in the regular season. Take on the Kearney Bearcats. They're 2-0 just like Kearney High, and head coach Mark King joins us here as we take a look at his ball club, which, coach, a lot of people have had a lot of good things to say. And, of course, when you have Division I talent, they're going to be talking about your football team. How do you feel you performed through the first 2 weeks?
Oh, you know, we've got some talented kids, but we've all, you know, some of them are new, you know, and it just takes time. It takes a little bit of time to get on the same page, and we certainly have not been there the first 2 weeks. We hope to be a lot closer this week. We're going to need to be, because Kearney's the best team that we've played thus far. So, you know, we're getting better. I still think our upside is pretty good, and we've still got a long ways to go to reach that upside.
Yeah, I guess people are just figuring, since you got Banderas and then Locatour comes in from Texas and they're both going to Nebraska, that you're just loaded. But really, in all reality, you've only got, what, five kids that are returning starters?
Yeah, you know, we've got two starters back on offense, and that's really it showed. I mean, you know, Josh is a real good football player, but, you know, it's his first time playing the position he's playing. And, you know, it just takes time to get on the same page. And that's where we are. So, yeah, we don't return a lot of them. We've got some talented kids. But, you know, like I said, you know, already three or four times here, you know, we've got to get on the same page.
Talking with Mark King, the head football coach at Lincoln Southwest. Where did you see improvement from week one to week two? Maybe a little closer game against North Star than many people were anticipating. And a lot of people in this part of the state think Grand Island's still a pretty darn good football team, and you had a little more success against them.
Well, you know, it's just ourselves. I mean, right now it's just cutting down on mistakes. You know, against North Star, we turned them all over five times. They turned it over one. And we still won the football game. That just does not happen very often. And I thought in both weeks our kids' effort has been really good. And that's, you know, as a coach, that's where you have to start. I mean, it doesn't matter who you have. If you don't have great effort, you know, you're gonna be in trouble. So our effort has been good. We just haven't played very crisp football yet. And we're getting better. I see signs of us getting better every day in practice. So, you know, hopefully this week it'll come together a little bit for us.
Tell me about that line. You got some big old boys up there that paved the way for Josh.
Well, and that's one of our returning starters is Lucas Grossman at left tackle for us. And we feel real good about Lucas. He's doing a nice job for us. He's kind of the steady guy. Our other tackle, his name is Eric Holtman, and he's a kid that blew his ACL out last year in game three. And I'm so proud of Eric because he's just worked and worked and worked and worked and worked to get back to where he is right now. And he's playing some pretty good football right now, too. So we feel pretty good about our tackles. And Mark Haruska is a kid that's playing guard for us. He's a kid that's about 300 pounds and moves real well. And we think Mark's got a tremendous upside. He's a junior. And then we had a young man move in from Arizona, Ross Harvey. Is playing our right guard for us. We feel good about that. And a kid that played a lot there last year, his name is Matt Meyer, and he's coming off back surgery, and he's not cleared until the 17th of September, so we can't wait to get Matthew back to give us some depth up there. And then Chance Farley at guard is a first-year starter, at center, is a first-year starter for us. And he's getting better week by week. So we feel good about those front guys, and, you know, we kind of always feel that, you know, those front five guys are the guys that win and lose it for you.
Talking with Mark King, head football coach at Lincoln Southwest here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Gunnar Peterson is your quarterback, but it doesn't look like you ask him to do a whole lot, except to manage the football game. He hasn't thrown the ball much. He's not a runner. Is that the case?
That is the case. I mean, Gunnar is a smart guy, and a lot of first-year starters, when you say manage the football game, that's just not simply, you know, calling a play and getting line of scrimmage and running it. There are times when Gunner's got to, you know, get guys lined up correctly, and there's all kinds of questions, have been asked that Gunner is super at knowing what's going on. He really knows the offense really well for being a first-year starter. So we'll expand his role as time goes on and give him some more responsibility. But, you know, he's getting his feet wet, and that's what's nice about the schedules that we have. You know, the first four ball games are really kind of your preseason. So you can take your time, you can be patient, you can work on some things so that by game five, when you hit your district schedule, you're really, you know, that's when you're playing your best ball.
What about special teams, Mark? It looks like you've had some pretty good kick returns in the first couple of games. You haven't really had to kick the ball a whole lot as far as field goals or anything like that. Are you satisfied with where that part of the game's at?
You know, it's coming around. I mean, we feel we've made some mistakes. You know, our punt return team has made some mistakes. We've roughed a punter, and we've dropped a punter too. And so, you know, we've kind of put our defenses back against the wall with our punt return team, which is something that obviously we've worked hard on to improve. But, you know, everything else is okay. You know, I feel pretty good about it. Our kickoff return for a touchdown was a nice effort by our kickoff return team. It's just like anything else. We've got some talent there, but your special teams, you know, it's better week in and week out, and we worked awful hard at getting that better. So hopefully this will be a solid performance for us in all the phases of the game.
Last minute here with Silverhawk coach Mark King. Tell me a little bit about Kearney, your biggest concerns, what you're looking at from them.
You know what, they're coached so well, and Kearney is one of those teams that kind of fly under the radar, I mean, year in and year out. I mean, here's a 2-0 football team, and you know, they barely, you know, they're cracking the top 10 right now, and you know, watching them on film, and I've seen the guys from Omaha on film, and there's no difference between Kearney and ourselves and you know, the best football teams in the state, and they're year in, year out, that's the deal. So, you know, they're a solid football team. I mean, they're good up front. Their skill position guys are good, and of course, they've got a returning quarterback that maybe, you know, is as good as anybody. So, you know, it's a solid football team, and like I say, they're coached well. You just don't find a lot of weaknesses out there in them.
Mark, it's been brought up this week that Southwest is not a very good road team, and you guys have brought it up on that side of things too. Does that worry you at all? As we said at the start of the interview, this is the only time you got to leave town this year.
You know, I don't know where that came from. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody is a great road team. You know, anytime you get on the interstate and you go east or west, you know, I mean, things get a little bit tougher, and that's why you like to have the, you know, that's why you like to play at home. But we'll see. I mean, we've had times we played pretty good on the road, and you know, we don't treat it any different. I mean, it's all the same. Nowadays everybody's got field turfs, and you know, the fields are all identical and the same. It doesn't matter whether you're home or away. You know, I know last year we played pretty good when we went to Garden.
Well, everybody wants to ask you about Josh. Let's finish it up with that, because sometimes then, since everybody asks you about him, he gets taken for granted. I mean, how is he handling everything that's been going on here over the last few months?
Oh, smooth. I mean, he doesn't get rattled, you know, about anything. He just goes about his business, and you know, his business is to work hard. You know, I mean, he lifts hard, he conditions hard, he works hard, and you know, just doesn't, that's the only way he knows to go about his business, you know. So when you do that, and you've got the physical gifts that he has, you know, you're just going to be consistent, and for him, consistent is a pretty high level. So you know, we're awful fortunate to have Josh. He's a great kid, you know, he's a great guy to coach. And he's a great football player and a great leader. So, you know, we're just happy to have him around. You know, I think he kind of lifts everybody up around him.
Well, Mark, great catching up with you again. It looks like an outstanding football team you have, and we're looking forward to a good game. Thanks for the time.
You bet, Doug. Always nice talking to you.
That's Mark King, head football coach of the Lincoln Southwest Silverhawks. We'll hear from Kearney coach Brandon Cool right after this on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here from Foster Field as we get ready for Kearney High and Lincoln Southwest in this Class A Top 10 matchup. And Bearcat coach Brandon Cool's squad is off to a 2-0 start, just like Southwest, and chance to catch up with him here as they're back at home tonight. And, Coach, I guess through two games, you guys have put up some pretty good offense. You got two wins under your belt, but as we talked about in the preseason, this is where it really gets, real for you the next 3 weeks with Southwest, Millard North, and Grand Island.
In order for us to compete for the district title, we wanted to kind of beef up our non-district schedule when the two-year contract came out here this last spring. And here's our opportunity. We knew that we were going to play Pius because we communicated with each other. We figured we'd probably get Norfolk and for sure a Lincoln team on our schedule. And then obviously we put down Millard North. And so the way things have stacked up, we feel comfortable being 2-0 going into this football game. Lincoln Southwest, top five team, and then obviously next week, Millard North, you know, number one, number two team in the state. So we've definitely beefed it up, and we're going to see kind of where we're at here in the next couple weeks.
What have you been most pleased with through the first 2 weeks? Because it looks like your offense has been clicking pretty good.
Well, I think the key part is I thought we were really good in our return game on special teams the first 2 weeks. I know we did scuffle a little bit in the field goal PAT unit last week, and we just got behind the eight ball, and we couldn't get caught back up with the protection. So special team-wise, I think we've been very consistent with the exception of a couple things here and there. And then defensively, I thought we've done a good job of really taking on the people's power game. For example, Pius was running right at us, and then Norfolk came out in a different formation that we weren't prepared for, and they kind of ran the ball right at us, and so we made a handful of adjustments and finally got that stopped. And so I've been pleased defensively on stopping people's power game. And then offensively, we just need to be a little bit more balanced, a little bit more consistent. We've been able to move the ball and switch up a lot of formations, and obviously Luke's ran for a lot of yards, and we're going to have to kind of get a few other people involved in our offense in order for us to compete with the big boys in Class A.
Let's talk about the defense, because I think if you just pick up the stats and you look at it, you go, oh, some work to do. But your first team defense was so solid against Pius, the depth kind of became an issue after that. What about last week against Norfolk?
Well, I thought our first team defense played very well. We gave the Norfolk the short field two times there in the second quarter, and they capitalized on it with two touchdowns. But if we can kind of play in a field position game and make teams try to drive the ball and hopefully let other teams make their own mistakes, I thought defensively we've come a long ways, and we've been pretty consistent. But this will really show against Southwest and Millard North here the next couple weeks.
talking with Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High. We'll get to Southwest defense because that's what everybody's been talking about this year. But how about Justin Livinghouse through a couple of games? We know Jackson Gannon is probably going to draw a little extra attention. Is that allowing Justin to get in there and do his job?
We expect that with our front five defensively, and we're going to expect that again tonight against Southwest, where our front five better try to keep those offensive linemen and fullbacks off of our linebackers. And then we expect our linebackers to make every play. That's just how we have everything set up on the defensive side of the ball. So controlling line of scrimmage, getting some penetration, put a little pressure on the quarterback, really eases some pain for our inside linebackers.
Obviously, Josh Banderas is going to get you a lot of pub continuing this year. But when you see what he's done offensively against two pretty good football teams in North Star and Grand Island, how impressed are even you?
He's one of the best football players in the state of Nebraska. He's a big, physical kid that can run, and there's no doubt about it. He's a special high school football player. And so in order for us to be successful, we're going to have to get him slowed down or stopped before he can get going. Because if he gets out in that open field, it's pretty tough for our secondary guys to bring him down unless we chop him up at the knees. And it'll be very difficult for us to catch him because he's got good foot speed, too. So it all starts and the guys up front and then slowing them down before he can get a full head of steam.
Brandon, how much does it help to be familiar with this team, a team that you've had to play a lot in the past?
It's a good advantage for us. They have changed some things up. Obviously, they had the Bender kid at quarterback last year, so they ran a little bit more shotgun and a little bit more quarterback activity. Where this year, they're back to more of their double tight end, straight out of the eye, getting the quarterback under center and just handing it off to their fullback and their eye back. And so we're probably going to see a little bit more power than probably what we're accustomed to. But we know what Mark King wants to do at Southwest, and that is to run the football. And in order for us to win, we're going to have to stop their run.
Are you looking at this game as maybe a low-scoring game? Does it need to be a low-scoring game? Is that the way you're game-planning for it?
Well, I think the key part, anytime you have two good football programs going at each other, a break here or a turnover here can really open things up in a hurry. And that's what happened to us a year ago at Foster Field. We were pretty consistent through the first half, and then Bender, the quarterback, runs about 50 yards for a touchdown, and then they get the ball to start the third quarter, and they take it to the house on the kickoff return. And so that really changed the momentum of the football game. And so getting back to this year's game, in order for us to be successful, it's going to have to be low scoring. If they get an opportunity to get on the short field, they're going to take advantage of it. And so both teams are going to jockey for position. I think field position is going to be a huge, huge part of this football game. Special teams also. But the team that can be consistent, take care of the football, is going to have an opportunity to win it at the end.
Just a couple more questions here for a head coach at Kearney High, Brandon Cool, as they get ready to kick it off with Southwest. And again, seeing the first game, a couple of kids that just kind of stood out to me. You mentioned the problems with the extra points last week, but Quincy Bennett looks like his leg is just fine. And then you got Jal Thong, who's got a lot of speed. Looks like he's got still some learning to do, but boy, what a quick guy on both sides of the ball when you have to have him.
Well, in order for us to be successful in the punting game or kickoff game or any type of extra point field goal opportunities, Quincy's going to have to get that ball through the uprights. And as good as we were with that aspect on against Pius, I thought we were very poor at it come last Friday against North Fork. So we have to tweak some things, and we're a little bit more physical on those two special teams this week, and hopefully they'll make great benefits for us throughout the game here tonight. And then Jaw with Pierce Wright going down at inside linebacker. Jaw's playing a little bit more linebacker for us, and so we're trying to spill him a little bit more on offense. We feel like we got a good mix-up with Luke McNitt, and then we throw in Caleb Lundgren and Tyler Gillen back there. And I think the key part is to try to get Jaw in there at the fullback spot and help us out just a tad bit. But we had to make some adjustments offensively, and one of the things that we did was kind of put out some different personnel. So Jaw at the running back spot is going to be a little bit more limited because of all of his asset that he does for us on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, we've talked so much about all the game that's going on here. We haven't talked much about Southwest quarterback because we just assumed that Banderas is going to carry the ball almost every other play. Let's take us through that first quarter again. You're going to be looking for what to know if your team can match up here?
We're going to have to be able to stop the run. We're going to have to stop the off-tackle power play. We're going to have to squeeze everything down on the perimeter and not let those guys bounce and get outside. And then the biggest thing is they're going to run a lot of play action off of it. And so we want to make sure we have somebody in that quarterback space so he has to throw the ball a little bit sooner than he wants to before they're ready to catch the football.
last question, Brandon. Is it different when people perceive you to be the underdog? You guys are very rarely the underdog, but coming into this game, many people believe you're the underdog. From a coaching or a player standpoint, does that make a difference?
We like talking about that. I think we're more the underdog than what people think. Anytime you're in central Nebraska, you have to gain the respect from the big boys in the metros area and obviously the Lincoln area. And with those guys taking it to us a year ago, we should be the underdog. Until we can prove that we can play with the big dogs in Class A, we're going to be the underdog every game. So here's our opportunity. Our kids will compete extremely hard tonight. They're really excited about the opportunity to play Lincoln Southwest, one of the best teams in Class A this year. And in order for us to do it, we're going to have to play extremely well.
Well, let's have a great night, Brandon. A short turnaround to a Thursday game back at Omaha. So let's see if we can get some momentum continuing here. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for your coverage.
That's Brandon Cool, head football coach of the Kearney Bearcats. And we're back with the starting lineups after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlantRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you, along with Larry Baker, on this Friday night at beautiful Foster Field, where the weather says it's 72 degrees, winds blowing out of the north between 11 and 15 miles an hour. We have had some higher gusts that could play into the game today, but it is mostly clear. The clouds have been rolling in here, Larry, over the last half hour to an hour. It's not going to make much of a difference, except possibly on the opening kickoff here, because it is still shining brightly from about the 15-yard line in.
Yeah, I don't see the weather being a lot of an issue tonight. Like you did say, though, the wind is gusted, and that hurts Kearney. If you're Lincoln Southwest and you're Coach King, you're praying it blows hard tonight. They want to run the ball, and they just soon have some help defending the pass.
Well, let's take a look at the injury situation tonight. The injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Coach Mark King telling me they've been very clean and nobody in the two deep that is hurt. Kearney has some kids that on the sideline tonight, but the only starter that is out is linebacker Pierce Wright, the 6'1", 205-pound senior who was injured in the first half of the game against Lincoln Pius X on opening night. Didn't play last week. Talking with defensive coordinator Brad Archer, it may be a couple of more weeks. They may not get him back to the second half of the season. That's a big blow. Ben Seals is on the sideline with Tristan Pegg, but Pierce Wright, the main injury for the Bearcats tonight. And your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And we'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And time now for a look at the starting lineups on Classic Hits, brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for the Lincoln Southwest offense, at center, number 74, 5'10", 220-pound senior Chance Farley. At left guard, number 76, 6'3", 300-pound junior Mark Horuska. And at right guard, number 66, 6', 220-pound junior Ross Harvey. The tackles on the left side, number 79, 6'4", 295-pound senior Lucas Grossman. And the right tackle, number 71, 6'4", 270-pound senior, Eric Altman. They go with three wideouts, which is kind of funny because this is a team that really wants to run the ball. The X receiver, number 20, 6'1", 190-pound junior Sean Nordgren. At Y, number 87, 6'4", 225-pound senior, more of your tight end, Tyler Hoppus. And at the Z, 6'3", 190-pound senior, number 19, Connor Thompson. At fullback, number 1, 6'1", 170-pound junior Jamie Brown. The I-back, 6'2", 225-pound senior, number 17, Josh Banderas. And the quarterback, number 18, 6'6", 205-pound senior, Gunnar Peterson. Head coach of the Southwest Silverhawks is Mark King, assisted by a host of coaches, Scott Vampola, Andrew Sherman, Kevin Schrod, Scott Bender, Jeff Yoakum, Troy Canner, Grant Trainowicz, Dave Medina, and Mike Powell. They're 2-0 on the season, beating Lincoln North Star 14-9 and Grand Island 34-17. They're ranked 5th and 6th in the state's major publications. This will be their only regular season road trip outside of the city of Lincoln. Now for Kearney High, they also come in undefeated, and at center is number 51, a 5'10", 217-pound senior, Tyler Leopold. At left guard, number 52, 5'10", 215-pound senior, Alec Kowalski. And at right guard, number 72, 5'9", 217-pound senior, Jordan Hockemeyer. At left tackle, the All-State prospect is Jackson Gannon, 6', 263-pound senior. And at right tackle, 5'11", 278-pound senior, in Dayton Mowell. Also going with the X, Y, and Z, your X is number 18, 6'4", 170-pound senior, Isaac Brown. At the Y, number 23, 141-pound, 5'7", senior, Hunter King, but he is a fast one out there. And number 8, 6'1", 184-pound senior, Blake McNeil, is the Z. The halfback for the Bearcats is number 4, 5'11", 180-pound senior, in Caden Brueggemann. The I-back is number 28, 5'9", 178-pound senior, Caleb Lundgren. And the quarterback for the Bearcats is number 15, a 6'2", 219-pound senior, in Luke McNitt. The Bearcats are coached by Brandon Cool, assisted by Brad Archer, Steve Cherry, Tim Christo, Jeb Hatch, Chad Carr, Greg Limbaugh, Dan Martin, Kyle Peters, Kent Shagrew, Dustin Thornton, and Darren Van Winkle. 2-0 on the season, ranked 8th and 9th in Class A in the state's major publications, as the Bearcats take the field for tonight's second home game of the year. It's Kearney and Lincoln Southwest, and the starting line is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. It's a beautiful night for football. Can Kearney get off to a good start? Larry, is this any time that you see go away from what you normally do? Would we see Kearney maybe try and throw the ball a little bit more? Because Southwest, you just listen to the line there. You may have talent, but they're outmanning some of the Kearney guys by 50 pounds.
I think one of the most important things, Doug, to your question is absolutely, and here's one of the reasons why. Lincoln Southwest wants to run the ball, wants to run the ball, wants to run the ball. Not only do they want to run it that bad, they're really, really good at it, and that means one thing. Your possessions on offense tonight are going to be limited because they're going to hold the ball, which means you may only get two possessions in a quarter. You could have a situation like in a second quarter where you may only get one possession. You know, that happens many times in a game, so you're absolutely right. You may want to press the issue a little bit, knowing that that could happen tonight.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney and Lincoln Southwest coming your way next.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
You're listening to High School Sports on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney High will receive the opening kickoff and go into the wind that we have blowing out of the north here tonight. And that sun will be shining in the eyes of the return men, Hunter King, who is on the near side, Caleb Lundgren, who is on the right side, and Kramer Rath tees it up here for Lincoln Southwest to get things underway. And against Pius, some pretty good returns. Kearney's been pretty good over the few years here, Larry, with returns on kicks and punts.
They've got a lot of speed back there in both of those boys.
We'll see if Rath has a leg to put it in the end zone, though, with a nice win behind him. He puts it on the left hash, the whistle blows, and we're ready for Friday Night Football. Straight away kicker, no soccer style, and the kick is away. Now he does soccer style it, and he will kick it into the end zone, and that will be a touchback. Thought for a minute there he was going to give me the Mark Mosley, but then he cocked it off to one side and boomed it into the end zone. So Kearney will start at their own 20-yard line, first down and 10.
I actually would think both of these kickers tonight kicking in that direction, we won't see probably a return come out of there with this win.
So let's see what the Bearcats end up doing here with an empty backfield. And as usual in the shotgun is Luke McNitt. Four wides, put a little more pressure on the tight end, man in motion as usual in the spread option, and McNitt's going to hand it off on a stretch play, and a lot of running room here for Caleb Lundgren down the sideline, 40, 50. He gets tripped up in Southwest territory by Austin Rowlett. Huge gain on the play, 38 yards, and in one play, Kearney is in Silverhawk territory.
And there's that speed we talked about, Doug, back there on the kickoff. Caleb Lundgren was back there awaiting that kick. He didn't get a return the kickoff, but that was just a straight the edge and away. He did his job setting the
good block, and he was something they saw on film because that is the longest run of the season for Caleb Lundgren, 38 yards. First and 10 at the 42-yard line of Southwest. Same formation, except now they'll put Thong in the backfield. They'll put to Lundgren in the backfield, and a short pass is going to be incomplete, in and out of the hands of Caden Brueggemann. When you do pass the ball tonight, Kearney's going to have to be very efficient, and Brueggemann just didn't hang on to that one.
Yeah, that one was dropped. That was a clean 12-yard gain, and the safety actually was back there. He was going to run with that ball quite a ways there. Lincoln Southwest struggling, getting lined up there on both plays, trying to find where the strong side was. They've got guys moving all over the field here.
Second down and 10 now for the Bearcats after a huge run on first down. Send in motion. And again, McNitt now on the snap, keeps it, looking for room over the right side, gets inside the 40. He'll dive towards the 36-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about six and bring up third down and four.
Yeah, and for Lincoln Southwest, Lockature played that really well. He had been blocked. He had been reached into the backfield, and he just turned and exploded downfield to make that tackle. He did a nice job there.
Caden Brueggemann runs the play in as Jake Arns comes out of the ball game. McNitt looks back over to the sideline. He's not sure what the play is, and Kearney High is going to end up burning a timeout here. McNitt runs over to the sidelines, and we'll see if they're going to have to burn a timeout, trying to hustle up to the line. There's the five-second count, and Brandon Cool is going to call a timeout. Luke McNitt looked at his armband, and it was like the play wasn't on there. So some miscommunication from the sideline to the huddle, and they have to burn a timeout very early. We're only a minute and two in. 10:58 to go here in the first quarter. It's Kearney and Southwest scoreless. We'll have a third down and four for the Bearcats at the Silverhawk 36 when we come back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Time out here for Kearney High, third and four coming up, and they're in that part of the field where you might be considering two down territory depending on what you do on third down. They're not in field goal range, even if they would get three of the four here. I don't think they're quite confident in putting Quincy Bennett out there for a 45-48 yarder, especially into the wind tonight. So big third down here to get some momentum after that big first play, and in the backfield will be running back Caleb Lundgren along with Caden Brueggemann. Now they'll send Lundgren in motion, leave Brueggemann in a block. McNitt back to pass, looks right, throws underneath. The ball is almost intercepted. Jumping the route, beautiful job that time by Easton Edmond.
He drove the three-step there. That's what you call that, what you want to do. The quarterback, even though he's in the gun there, he's just taking a three-step drop, throwing that 2-3 hitch on the outside, little one route, and on that, the corner is taught to drive the three-step. As soon as you see the quarterback's third step, that back foot hit the ground, you're to drive, plant, and drive forward. He did that textbook there.
Now Quincy Bennett to line up to punt the ball, and the Bearcats might even take a delay here because he's just pooch punting it. Southwest doesn't even put anybody back. The ball is at the 36, and the kick is away. A high, nice kick. If he gets a little spin to the right, he's going to be in good shape. And it just kind of bounces straight in the air, and Carney covers it between the 6 and the 7 yard line down and get on that as Austin Rowlett. So a 30-yard punt, no return. Southwest will start inside their own 7, first down and 10. But Carney did not take advantage of that very nice first down play of 38 yards from Caleb Lundgren.
No, and you have to take advantage of those types of things. They put themselves in a great position on the second play. They have an incomplete pass, which was on the money for another 12.
Ball will be touching the 7 yard line. First down and 10, full house backfield. And they have put Christian LaCourture back there as a blocking back. They hand it off to Banderas, hole over the left side, 10, 15, 16, and just short of the first down. They've got Fridge Perry back there blocking.
And I'm going to tell you right now, he powdered the linebacker. That was just straight double ISO, sending them both through and the back behind, and he destroyed the guy that met him in the hole.
And Banderas will come to the sideline here. It is second down and 1. Josh, 34 carries, 323 yards. That's 9.5 yards per carry. Jamie Brown, the fullback, 28 carries, 110. Again, full house backfield. Man split out wide to the right side. They'll give it to Brown, the fullback. He's got the first down to the 19-yard line, a gain of 3. There is not going to be anything special about the offense Southwest runs, especially if Mark King hasn't been pleased with the way they played in the first 2 weeks. They got to get this right before they start doing play-action pass and straight ISO and some other things like that. So a new wrinkle with a full house backfield bringing even more blockers.
Yeah, that is a devastating lineup right there.
Connor Thompson splits out wide to the left side. First down of the ball game. And they'll hand it up the middle. Nothing doing this time, though. Coming through to make the tackle for Kearney High is Jalthong. Jalthong comes through and trips him up.
And Jalthong needs to play a big role here. He's playing for the injured Pierce Wright here. He's third on the team in tackles for Kearney High, so he's done a nice job in these first two games. He's going to need to be big tonight.
Nice crowd on hand, especially on the Kearney side, and then the rest of the crowd kind of split out through the sun, Southwest, and on the end zones. UNK home tomorrow to play Emporia State at 2 o'clock. It is second down and 10. After no gain on that play, Banderas off the left side has a hole across the 25, still grinding out to the 29-yard line. He's going to get 9. It'll be 3rd and 1.
Lincoln Southwest is getting a tremendous push up front, Doug, and those backs coming out of the backfield, not to just beat on that point, but Lockature, he's either kicking that D end out like on a power play where they're blocking down with the tackle tight end, or he's leading on an isolation play, and he's just powdering whoever he comes in contact with.
Not only do you have a line that's basically 280 to 300, you got Lockature in there. Banderas lowers his head. Kearney comes in, hits him immediately there with Jackson Gannon, but he got just enough for the first down after the 30-yard line. Only a gain of 1, but it's enough to move the chains.
That's what you want to see. Jackson Gannon is your big stud up front. He's been pushed around here a little bit on those first couple plays. He looked good there. He played that with his hands, shed the block, and got after. Jackson Gannon, we know, is going to be a big-time college football player. And Doug, in tonight's game, we've got several Division I kids and a lot of Division II kids on the field tonight.
And some coaches here watching them as well. Now we go to the I formation with twins, one to the right, one to the left, straight pro formation, back to pass, slant pattern. It's complete. Gets it into the hands of Tyler Hoppus, the tight end. Brings it out to about the 44-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down.
And that predominantly is the route that you see these I and I pro teams run, dominated teams throw. It's from a tight end. He's running right in the seam. Those linebackers come up so hard on that play fake because the ball's been run so well against him, and there's just a giant hole in between him and the free safety. It's a tough ball to throw, and the timing has to be right, but that's primarily the route that you'll see these run-dominated teams throw.
And they haven't really hit a bomb this year because they've only completed 7 passes for 68 yards, so that might have been their longest play of the season. Now out of the shotgun, it's going to be a wildcat right into the hands of Banderas, and he goes nowhere. He's going to lose yardage. Kearney got through there in a hurry. and hit him with a couple of defensive players, including Sam Utterback.
Yeah, they got cute there. They motioned out of that. They motioned Gunnar Peterson, the quarterback, out into the slot. And Gunnar Peterson's a big kid. He's a 6'6 quarterback. But as he motioned out, Banderas stepped under, and Carney had that scouted out pretty well.
Millard South defeats Lincoln Southeast tonight 28-20. So the number one team in A beaten by the number three team. It is second down and 12. Southwest counterplay, Banderas right side. And Carney High holds on, drags him down at about the 48-yard line. He's going to pick up five on the play, but it'll be third and long for the first time.
Those of us that are old Husker fans, old Tom Osborne fans that grew up in this state, this is we're going to see, you know, in the old days when the fullback had bust one for about 60, we're getting ready to see one of those here. Lincoln Southwest and a lot of these plays, they're sticking it in the fullback's belly and pulling it and giving it to the eye back. And the last couple times the fullback just run down the field, you're going to see him give it to that fullback here.
And Peterson's not going to keep it. He's only got two rushes this year. Third down and six at midfield. Toss sweep, trying to get to the outside is Banderas. And here comes Luke McNitt, and he'll bring him down to force fourth down. They're going to pick up about 3 yards on the play, but it should be fourth down and three. So McNitt, who is going to see limited time at the linebacker role, able to get in there and get the job done. And so marching from the 7 into Kearney territory, Southwest tries to hustle up with a punt here.
That's how they're going to want to use McNitt. Get him in there on defense and in important spots, but less plays. You know.
Fourth and three at the Kearney 48-yard line. Back to punt at Chase Goble. High snap, but he has it. Here comes some pressure, and he gets the kick away. The pressure affected him. It rolls, and it's going to be picked up by the Bearcats. On the run, King to the right side, 20, 25, 30. There's a clear block in the back. King's going to return it all the way for a touchdown, but it is coming back. And that's one of those, Larry, where the block probably didn't need to be made. If there had been no contact there, it wouldn't have affected the play. And when I see him running it back, I don't hardly ever see those blocks in the back, but that was right in the way. And instead of a touchdown return of nearly 82 yards, the ball is going to be inside the Kearney 20-yard line. That's the kind of plays that kill the Bearcats against Southwest.
You had Coach Cools all the way out on the field giving it to the officials. I saw it plain as day, and the bad thing about it is it was close to 15 yards in the play. Contact didn't need to be made, and it wasn't horrible. He had his head in front, but he clearly pushed him in the back.
That's one of those that you have to love to see an instant replay of, but we'll call that about a 30-yard punt, but it's wiped out by the block in the back.
You know, Doug,
the touchdown return.
And like we talked about here in the open, one of the things you saw there, Kearney got a big stop there, did a great job defensively, but that drive still was almost 4 minutes long by Lincoln Southwest. So they don't move the ball very far, but they hold it, and the clock never stops when their offense is on the field. Kearney's offense has got to get something on the board here.
Wiped out by the penalty with 5:29 to go in the first quarter. We are scoreless, and Kearney now is at their own 18-yard line. And McNitt going to keep it himself up the middle, and he's going to make it across the 20-yard line out to the 22. Banderas was waiting there to tackle him, but McNitt was carrying the lone defensive back with him for about 4 yards.
And Luke McNitt's going to have a big night. You know, he's their leading rusher. He's rushed for 243 yards on the season, Doug. The closest yard-to-gain player to him is Caleb Lundgren with 88 yards. So this offense goes through Luke McNitt's hands.
And Lundgren got 38 on the first touch of the night tonight. So by far his biggest run. Second down and six, Bearcats at their own 22-yard line. And McNitt is going to turn and hand it off to his running back over the left side, up to the 25. Get three more there. It'll be third down.
Those are manageable. I mean, this is good. Kearney's got a little bit of a push there on the first couple plays. You know, Kearney's offensive line isn't small. We talk about how big Lincoln Southwest is. Kearney's isn't small. And the one thing I know for a fact with Brandon Cool coach teams, they have pride. They don't want to hear about how big somebody else is and how physical somebody else is. They believe that they're big and physical, too.
Aurora gets a 7-0 lead over Seward midway through the first quarter. We'll give you some scores in just a little bit here on the Valentino's Hotline. Here it's scoreless with 4 minutes to go in quarter number one. Kearney Bearcats with the football, third down and four at their 25. McNitt on a quarterback keeper, and Southwest was ready for it. Banderas came through untouched and will drop McNitt behind the line of scrimmage. Not much of a fake that time, and they will have McNitt for about a two-yard loss, and it'll be fourth down.
Now, they tried to trap Banderas. They tried to trap the linebacker. The trapper didn't get there. Banderas' lateral speed was incredible there. He did a nice job. Scraped to the outside and then just exploded to the ball carrier.
Kearney needing a good punt here out of Quincy Bennett into the wind, which is between 10 and 15 mile an hour. Two men back to return it for Southwest. Corey Williams on the near side. The kick is away. Kind of a wobbly kick here. It'll be taken at the 42-yard line and slipping a tackle, making some room but nowhere to go. Returning the football is Connor Thompson. He'll be tackled at the 41-yard line.
No, that was great coverage there because after the first tackle was missed, it looked like he might have some room, and the Bearcats did a tremendous job there to get to where they needed to be.
So a 31-yard punt is all, and Southwest will have good field position. They might have even lost a yard on the return. Ball marked at their own 41-yard line. Scoreless here on Classic Hits and PlantRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic St. Paul is on ESPN 1460. Ravenna St. Cecilia on 94.5 FM. Now out of the I formation, quarterback Gunnar Peterson going to go back to pass. Has time, looking to throw over the middle, and it is waiting for a signal here. Incomplete. And midfield trying to get it into the hands of Tyler Hoppus. And it'll be second down.
And he skipped that in there. And in pregame, most of the balls that he throw, you can tell that they don't throw very many. He did throw low and skipped them off the turf. I will say there, watching him drop back, he stared at that tight end again. It was a seam route, and they hooked it up. They're going to be a little bit careful. He stared at that tight end with the ball cocked the entire way. They will pick him if he stares down like that.
So it's now second down and 10 for Southwest. Scoreless, get back to a power eye formation, and they're going to go with a reverse to that tight end, Tyler Hoppus, around the left side. He's got room, 50, 45, into Kearney territory at the 41-yard line before he's drugged down, and a nice gain of 19.
Ryan Cervantes for the Bearcats played that beautifully. He read the reverse. He's a defensive back. He played total outside contain. The problem was he had no help inside. You have to trust your buddies when you play defense. You have to do your job and not try to be Superman and do everybody's. That time, his buddy wasn't there for it.
Kearney was in there jamming it up in the box, and so they run a little something different to keep him honest, and it's good for 19 yards. First and 10 at the 41-yard line, and they'll go on a stretch play to the fullback, and it is going to be Jamie Brown over the 40 and tackled at the 39. Jackson Gannon in there again. Also off the bottom of the pile is going to be Liveringhouse. Justin has had he's actually leading the team in tackles.
Yeah, he's playing really well. I mean, when you get the way he's played, Jackson Gannon's played, I mean, this defense is one of the top defenses in Class A. They're doing a tremendous job, and they're passing the test for the most part tonight early in this game.
We talked with Coach Cool about Liveringhouse in the pregame. Now that full house backfield, they'll give it to Brown, and he's tripped up over the left side. On second and 8, he's only going to get maybe a yard. So give Kearney credit right now, Larry. The game plan is working. Banderas had 2 9-yard runs to start the game, but outside of that, they've kept them pretty much contained.
Yeah, Kearney's defense is playing really well. Banderas is standing over there with his helmet off. He's coming in for a play and going out. You know, it's interesting. Are they not going to ride him tonight, have him play more linebacker? It's kind of interesting. He's not had a lot of offensive snaps.
So third down and 7, and back to pass. Peterson throws it out here way behind, just on a little flat route out here, trying to get it into the hands of a Corey Williams. And that was only about 2 yards down the field, but he was all the way over on the Kearney sideline. And Southwest, incomplete. So they're 1 for 3 for 15 yards, and not seeing exactly what I thought we'd see, Larry. I just really thought Southwest would just come up and run the ball every play.
And the way they started the game, it looked like they were going to get away with it. But kind of got behind the chains there a little bit, trying to throw the ball early in the down. That's not their game.
Ball at the 38-yard line, and Goble skies the punt. Fair catch called for and made at about the 15-yard line by Lundgren. So a 23-yard punt, but no return, and Kearney will start at their 15.
You know, Kearney, I'm sure, is extremely upset because they feel like they should be up 7-0. They should be pretty happy. They're playing very, very well right here. Southwest isn't. I'm sure the onus was this was going to be their big week. You know, Coach King said they hadn't played well for 2 weeks. He wanted to get them going, and they're not playing well. That can hurt you on the sideline. You can start having kids press, coaches press, when you put a lot into a week and it's not starting the way you want it to.
So first down and 10, Bearcats at their own 15, scoreless with a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. And McNitt going to go on the end around here to Gillen, who was on the jet sweep of the motion there around the 20, and he's going to pick up good yardage out of bounds at the Kearney sideline. Let's see exactly where they're going to mark him here, about the 21 yard line, a 6 yard gain there for Tyler Gillen. Update for you, Kearney Catholic off to a quick start down at Miles Field, 14-0 in the first quarter over St. Paul. Giltner scores first, 8-0 over Hampton. Aurora leads Seward 7-0. Millard South beat Lincoln Southeast today, 28-20 in the battle of another top five teams here in Nebraska. We'll give you more in a moment. Right now, second down and 4. McNitt on the option. Gives it to Gillen. Right side has room. Secondary, 30, 35. Drags a man out to the 40-yard line. A gain of 19 for Tyler Gillen. And the second first down of the ball game for Kearney High.
And that's a tremendous play. A little dangerous. Luke McNitt there, what really made that work and what springs him is McNitt rode him. You're taught to ride him to the front hip. Your front hip as a quarterback in that mesh. He gets him to the front hip and then takes 3 steps with him. The defense crashes on McNitt. He hands the ball off, and there was lots of green in front of him.
10 seconds as Kearney comes to the line here. They don't have to run this play if they don't want to. First and 10. The wind would be at their back if they let the quarter expire. And it looks like that's exactly what's going to happen. No, they do get it off. McNitt rolls out under pressure. He's all by himself. He's going to have to run it. 40, 45, does a little juke move and is thrown out of bounds just short of midfield. And McNitt with a nice gain out to the 49-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 9, and it's going to be second down and 1. When we start the second quarter of play, Kearney will have the wind at their back. They'll be going from north to south. So the big story in the first quarter, Kearney High had a 85-yard punt return wiped out by a block in the back, but they're doing just fine against fifth-ranked Southwest. Bearcats and Silverhawks scoreless. It's after 1 here on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker, and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns here on Classic Hits from Foster Field. 2nd and 1 Bearcats at their own 49-yard line. Scoreless with Lincoln Southwest on the first snap of the second quarter. Luke McNitt continues to look at the sidelines. And oh no, you start the second quarter and have to call timeout on 2nd and 1. And Brandon Cool with his hands on his hips. And I think this is one either for the personnel isn't right out there, or how did he not get that transcribed to a Luke McNitt here to start the quarter. You just had a minute or more over on the sideline, and you only have 1 yard to gain, and obviously you don't want to take that penalty. But third game, Larry, you hope that you don't have those kind of communication issues. And now they have 1 timeout left. Much bigger deal if it was in the second half, not the first half.
Right, and it just was odd. Everybody, you know, they had huddled like they are now, and as everybody came out, Jason Arns was still discussing things with the coaches, and he actually ran, like, to the defensive side, and they got him back over, and then they got lined up, and McNitt kept looking over and just wasn't getting what he wanted, it looked like. So I don't know if they've maybe changed signals or something or changed play cards this week from the previous weeks, but it was the exact same issue in the first on the first drive when they had to call timeout.
McCook leading Northwest 7-0 in the first quarter. Now we're ready to go again. Setting himself on the right side is going to be Jake Ahrens. Here comes a blitz, and they will hand it off on the inside to Thong. Thong trying to break it to the right side, and he's ankle tackled by the man that was bringing it in there, Noah Lazaro, on the blitz. But it is enough for the first down into Southwest territory. Again, Jahl always trying to make a big play when we've seen him carry the ball against Pius in here tonight.
Boy, Doug, I'll tell you this. If Noah Lazaro doesn't come up there, Jahl Thong was getting ready to make a big play. That's Lincoln Southwest defensive coordinator's living right, because he had it called right there. And had that not been the case, it might be six on the board.
Kearney High with their third first down of the ball game into Southwest territory for the second time. Send a man in motion from left to right. McNitt waits, wants to throw the ball. And a crossing pattern. It is a little high and in and out of the hands of Hunter King. Trying to find that one-on-one matchup out there. And defensively, Corey Williams is there again.
And there is one-on-one matchups out there. As Kearney is motioning, we're seeing Lincoln Southwest roll the coverage to the motion and leaving the weak side basically cover zero. They're still running like a cover three principle to the strong side, but it's basically cover zero on the weak side after the motion.
Unofficially, in the first quarter, Kearney had 83 yards. Southwest had 66. Second down and 10, Bearcats at the 48-yard line. McNitt keeps it himself on the left side, has a hole, 45, 40, trying to get to the outside, first down, 35, and it'll be rolled down there at the 34-yard line. But a big run of 14 yards before being hauled down by Austin Rowland.
He made an incredible cut there, about 5 yards into that run. It looked like he was going to go down, makes a great cut, jukes a Skyhawk right out of his shoes. But I'll tell you right now, we talked about it a little bit at the break, Lincoln Southwest looks lethargic. They just don't look overly fast. A lot of hands on their hips. The Bearcats look crisp. There's lots of pep in their step. They're getting in and out of the huddle, and we're seeing those results.
Well, now you're seeing confidence because you're not behind. You're playing fairly well. A gain of 15 makes it first and 10 at the Silverhawk 33-yard line. They'll go heavy formation right side this time with Gillett in the backfield. McNitt to throw. Has some time, steps away from LaCourcher, and now has to dance out of the pocket, nowhere to go, and he's going to be shoved out of bounds, maybe gained a yard into the Southwest sideline. And when you've got Christian LaCouture coming in, heading to the Huskers, you got Banderas heading to the Huskers. They're trying to do everything they can to stay away, but LaCouture was in the backfield quickly.
Yeah, and actually if McNitt just takes off and runs there, there was yards to be gained, but he wanted to throw the ball. There, McNitt again is looking at the sidelines, waving his fingers. It's just not coming in fast enough. Whether it's not coming in fast enough for him or there is an issue down there getting the play in.
It looked like he looked at it and just might have said same play. It's second down at 9. Now finally moving motion late is going to be Blake McNeil, and I think Kearney High is going to be flagged for delay of game. These are things that you cannot have in the third game of the year, you're right, but they have to overcome it, and it's going to be just the second penalty of the ball game. Both of them have been on Kearney. The only penalty in the game was on special teams, a block in the back on the Bearcats that wiped out an 85-yard touchdown run for Hunter King on the punt return, and this will be a delay game.
Yeah, and McNitt was upset there. He was trying to start his motion, man, and he was lifting his leg, even looked out and screamed at him, and there was just nothing he could do.
So Kearney, trouble getting some plays in, and you don't like to be in a have-to-throw-it situation.
Your second long.
Yeah, second and 14. Scoreless early second quarter. McNitt going to give it to Gillen. Around the right side, good seal block, 35, 30, gets down to the 26-yard line. Outstanding block, Jordan Hockemeyer, to give Gillen a lot of running room, and that'll make it third and manageable here as it's a gain of 10.
Geez, that is such an incredible load off of this offense. You're second in a short cab ride. The last thing you want to do is allow the speed and size of Lincoln Southwest to just pin their ears back. Now you've made it third and manageable. The playbook's wide open. To be quite honest with you, where they're at, it's probably a two-down situation here.
Well, Quincy Bennett just finished warming up, and he hustles over by Coach Cool in case they don't make it. Third and fourth, the 27. Gillen to the left side of McNitt, and it'll be McNitt to keep it off the left side. Finds a seam, has the first down, 25-20, and he's to the 15, to the 10. He's dragging people inside the 10-yard line. They never could bring him down. First and goal at the 7, a gain of 20 for Luke McNitt. The cinder block just doesn't have a handle to grab.
You know, we start this game, Doug, talking about in that first quarter and that first drive, the talk from us was all about how big, how tough, how physical Lincoln Southwest was. That has completely and totally switched here. The Bearcats are far more physical, and they're just pushing Lincoln Southwest around.
And it has done it so much that Mark King has called a timeout on defense. With 9:48 to go in the first half, it'll be first and goal Bearcats at the Silverhawk 7-yard line. We're scoreless on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
You're listening to Friday Night Football on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Amherst, to the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Scoreless with 9:48 to go in the first half of play, but it is first and goal. Kearney at the Southwest 7. McNitt out of the shotgun. He's got Gillen in the backfield with him. McNitt on the option, gives it to Gillen. Gillen's going to be drugged down from behind by Lockature. Lockature drags him down right about the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Lockature there had a little more pep in his step, played with his hands, and looked like the football player that, A, he is, and, B, he started the game as that timeout looked to help Lincoln Southwest a little bit there.
McNitt runs over to get the play. And it looked like maybe there's something wrong with Jordan Hockemeyer's hand. You can see him grabbing that hand and wrist, and he is in pain as they come to the line. They're going to split out Hunter King wide to the left side here. Second and goal, Kearney high at the 7. McNitt, he's going to hand it off left side to Gillen. Gillen some room inside the 5, close to the goal line, but he's stacked up at the 1, and it'll be third down and goal.
And he took a shot at the 1-yard line. He was spinning to get in there. That was a big, big shot.
Lockature was there again. Also helped finishing him off, Austin Roulette. And a gain of 6 for Gillen. Makes it third down and goal. The ball is inside the 1-yard line. And here's where, coming out of that spread formation, that shotgun, that pistol, every play, Kearney High really doesn't have anything but victory formation where you line up under the center. Let's see if they change it. And they are going to put McNitt under center. With Gillen the lone eye back, can McNitt force his way in on third and goal at the 1? He'll take the snap off the left side, lead in there, and touchdown, Kearney High.
That's a great job. He did a nice job there. Instead of the regular quarterback sneak where he followed the center, he took the ball and took it almost into the B gap right behind the guard. He did a great job there.
Tried to slide it between the left guard and the left tackle, and that's where Lockature was on the end there, and he just slid right underneath him, and the touchdown makes it 6-0.
Jordan Hockemeyer came off, Doug, and he is writhing in pain.
Might be a reason they ran it to the left side.
Yep.
Here's the snap. The kick is away, and Bennett puts it up, and no good. They're going to say it was pulled to the left. So with 8:17 to go in the first quarter, Kearney 6, Southwest nothing. We'll have the kickoff in a minute.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here at UNK. And so they wiped out not scoring on that punt return by driving the ball down the field anyway. Long drive of the Bearcats, and now kicking it away, Bennett for the first time tonight, and he really laced that one, knocks it 8 yards deep into the end zone. And Southwest will have a touchback, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, 8:17 to go. Let's go to the Valentino's score line here. Aurora all over Seward, 21-0 in the first quarter. McCook leading Northwest 7-0 in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic up on St. Paul 14-0. Adams Central leading Wilbur Claytonia 7-0. Central Catholic is scoreless in the first quarter of their game. Ravenna and St. Cecilia scoreless in the second quarter. Wood River and Superior scoreless in the second quarter. And back to pass is Southwest, and overthrowing his intended target is Gunnar Peterson, 6'6", and it seems like he's either throwing down or throwing it as hard as he can. And when that was Brett Farvish right there. It was a 3-yard pass, and he threw it as hard as he could.
And what happens there, Doug, is when you overstride, you throw the ball into the dirt, or excuse me, it sails like it did there. When you understride, you throw the thing in the dirt, and his footwork is just really off.
If you've got scores, text them to us, 646-0506, 308-646-0506. Now the handoff over the right side, and Kearney High will be able to wrangle Banderas down after a short gain. And Banderas had 6 carries for 26 yards in the first quarter. That's his first carry, obviously, here in the second quarter, because Southwest finally got the ball. It's only a 2-yard gain. His father, Tom, former Husker tight end, who did nothing but catch touchdowns, is scheduled to join us at halftime on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. So former Husker and Josh Banderas, his father, Tom, scheduled to join us here at halftime. But right now, 3rd down and 8 for Lincoln Southwest. Peterson will send Banderas out of the backfield and drop back to pass. 3 going, pressure's on, does a nice job to escape it, throws it as far as he can for Banderas. The ball was knocked away. Good job of getting in front of the underthrown ball, Caleb Lundgren. That was a long developing route for Banderas, and give credit to the quarterback, Gunnar Peterson. There was all kinds of commotion in the backfield, and he strode through it all and made a pretty good throw and a nice deflection by Lundgren.
Yeah, this is very telling. Coach King has completely got away from what he wants to do, what the identity of this team is. They've thrown the ball under 5 times in 2 games, and they've kind of come out here, really, in a lot of ways, they're throwing it all over the field.
Minden leading 14-0 over Fillmore Central at the end of 1. Here comes the punt. Rush from the outside. The boot is away by Goble. It'll be taken at the 50-yard line. On the run up to the 45-yard line is where they'll bring down Hunter King. But just a 28-yard punt. We haven't seen much for distance on the punts tonight, a couple of them because they were punting inside the 40, but the wind has pretty much died down right now, Larry. There isn't much wind out there to speak of at all.
No, what was looking like it was going to be a big factor doesn't seem to be a factor at all. And, Doug, I don't think, I was watching, I don't think Jordan Hockemeyer made his way back out onto the field with that arm or hand issue that he had. They were working on him in between series there.
Kearney starts in Southwest territory, leading at 6-0, 7:11 to go, first half, and they are at the 47-yard line. McNitt takes the snap, has time to throw, nobody open, so now run it up the middle of the field, does a little dance and gets 4 more yards up to the 40-yard line. He actually came to a complete stop and then just shimmied around the lone man that had been blocked down on the field and takes it up for about a 7-yard gain.
Yeah, that was a tremendous job. He was looking downfield, and he saw the edge rushers really, the tackles did a nice job really getting them to bubble to the outside, and that just opened up a giant hole in the middle, and he took advantage of that.
Yeah. Kearney playing physical, maybe the two most physical teams are going to play, and they got to do it in 6 days because that's a Thursday game at Millard North next Thursday night. Little shift here. Different wrinkle from Kearney High on 2nd down and 4. And McNitt is going to give it to Lundgren around the right side, looking for a seam, dives forward to about the 37-yard line. Going to be right at that first down marker, Larry.
Yeah, that's going to be close. The nice thing is it's 3rd down, and again, you're kind of in a spot in the field where you would think about using 2 downs here. I think they may. Yep, they're going to measure this, Doug.
37-yard line. I think he's got it. We haven't had many of these fun predictions so far this year, Larry. That's a nice little announcer's game to play. But if you look at the far sidelines, it looks like the chain is on the 37. And if you look over here where the ball's placed across the 37. So Lundgren, 3 carries, 45 yards. Gillen, 5 carries, 41 yards. And Tyler only had 5 carries in the first two games combined. So Kearney is doing some different things. They're not necessarily keeping it in McNitt's hands as much, but he still has 9 carries for 60 yards. They're 0 of 3 through the air, and indeed it is a first down. I'll take the win.
That's right, and I'll tell you, Doug, what's nice is you see the Bearcats are spreading the wealth here with the ball carriers. If you can move, if you're a Kearney Bearcat and you can move the ball successfully and it not always be in the hands of number 15, Luke McNitt, things are going well for you.
I think another thing, we talked about having trouble getting the plays in. I think they're taking just a little look into that defensive backfield for Southwest and taking that extra second. First and 10 at the 37-yard line, and McNitt gives it straight up the middle. Got a new man in there carrying the ball inside the 35. I think that was Blake McNeil maybe with the carry. Nope, excuse me, that was Lundgren. Sorry about that. Lundgren takes it just quickly, blast off the right side, and is going to get himself 4 yards. Kearney's not just getting one in. And two, they're getting 3, 4, and more.
No, and what they're getting is a tremendous push. And again, you know, and actually Lincoln Southwest started to rotate some of these defensive linemen. They look tired. They look like their feet are in mud a little bit. And Kearney's just got tremendous snap to
right them, and Cervantes to the right side. And now they'll shift again and move Arons from the left tight end to the right tight end. And McNitt gonna keep it himself, looking for some room to the left side. Dances around inside the 30, close to the first down marker, and he's got it at the 25. There are holes there for Luke McNitt to run through, and he is hitting him. First down, Bearcats.
That was a tremendous job, and you actually had a tremendous defensive job get done there as well. Lockature plays that horribly, tries to swim move, get shoved all the way to the outside, and he just turned and hit the jets. And I mean, the tackle was made 10 yards downfield, but at one point he was 5 yards in the backfield, so he showed a tremendous burst.
Well, the left side of that line is Jackson Gannon and Alex Kowalski. They're the ones taking care of it over there. And another first down at the 25-yard line. McNeil in motion, slot left, and McNitt wants to keep it again. This time he is bumped in the backfield, but steps out of the tackle. Left side, 20, 15, leaves his feet, and then is shoved backwards. Banderas finally got over there when he leapt in the air and shoved him back just short of the first down, but a gain of 9 to the 16.
And Ryan Cervantes makes an incredible block out there playing wide receiver. He got locked on. He kept moving his feet. That's the key. If you stop moving your feet, you're going to get called for holding. And he did a great job moving his feet, keeping his arms inside of his frame. Doug, the Bearcats are threatening for real here. I mean, they're at, what, the 16-yard line. And the push they're getting on every play. This line is playing very, very well.
6-0 Bearcats as we approach 4 minutes to go in the half. Second and 1. They're knocking on the door again at the 16-yard line. Lundgren flanking McNitt to the right side. And McNitt's going to keep it straight up the middle. They just wanted the first down. There was no dancing that time. And he dives across the 15 to about the 13-yard line. 3 more for Luke McNitt. I got him for 80 yards here. And Kearney is really controlling the time of possession. They've had it all but 3 plays here in this second quarter. Banderas, a 2-yard run and 2 incomplete passes, then the punt. And those are the only plays Southwest has had.
Shows you how smart I am. I said at the beginning that it would be Southwest that would do that, and Kearney has just played tremendously well up front here.
First and 10 at the Silverhawk 13. Twins to the right side, including Brueggemann in the slot. But most of it's been on the ground. And again, stretch play, looking for a hole, going all the way to the sideline is Lundgren, and he finally has to turn it up or run out of bounds, and he'll be tackled at the 10-yard line by Corey Williams. Still gets 3 on the play.
Yeah, I mean, it's positive yards. They're staying on schedule. You can get 3, 3.5 on every play. You're going to keep getting first downs and eventually stick it in the end zone. So they're getting done what they want to get done. I mean, if it took another 3 minutes to run these 9 yards.
Kearney doesn't utilize a fullback. They don't want to blast it up between the guards and right off the center. And so this is playing into their hands a little bit as Blake McNeil goes to left. It's all been on the ground, 0 for 3 through the air for McNitt. Second and 6 at the 10-yard line. And again, it's going to go to Lundgren. Big hole off the right side, inside the 5, close to the 2-yard line. And that should be enough for a first down. They are getting the job done on the O-line with Leopold, the center. On the right side, you got Maul and Hockemeyer. We already talked about Kowalski and Gannon.
Yeah, that's a tremendous job there. And Hockemeyer is not in the game right now on the right side. So on the right side, I can't see exactly who's come in there at that right guard spot, but they're just doing a tremendous job.
Right guard is Justin Liveringhouse has come in. First and goal at the three for the Bearcats, and it'll be McNitt giving it to Lundgren off the left side, and he's into the end zone for a Bearcat touchdown. 3-yard run for Caleb Lundgren, and it's 12-0 with 2:32 to go before halftime.
I'm going to tell you, Kearney, in the last 10 to 15 minutes, literally has bloodied the nose of the Lincoln Southwest Silverhawks. They're playing big boy, tough guy football, and they're doing it to a team that believes they're a big guy and they're the tough guy.
They will not go for two. They did miss the extra point the first time. I'm going to go for the extra point here, which I believe is definitely the right call, Quincy Bennett. And the kick is away, and that one is very high. He just blistered that, and it is good. So the kick is good, and with 2:32 to go before the half, Kearney 13, Southwest nothing. Back in a minute.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack t-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchased benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to Foster Field, where a mini surprise is developing right now. It's the Bearcats 13, Southwest nothing, and Bennett boots it away. This might be returnable, very high and short, taken at the 8-yard line, near the left sideline to the 10 to the 15, and they'll shove him out of bounds. Lazaro could not get it out to the 20-yard line, so even better field position. Maybe they gave it to him right at the 20. It'll be first down and 10, nonetheless, for Southwest, who is only getting their second possession of the second quarter with 2:27 to go. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. We'll run down the first half stats, give you some scores from around the area, and we expect to be joined by Tom Banderas, former Husker and father of Josh Banderas, and he probably won't be in a great mood.
Who's a future Husker?
Yeah. Out of the I formation now. Peterson turns. They hand it to Banderas. Spins through, gets into the secondary. Good, tough running across the 25 to the 26-yard line. And I think maybe we're going to see a big dose of him. But Southwest now all hustle back to the line. They've got a long way to go there for a team that doesn't pass the ball very well.
And, Doug, I think if you're Lincoln Southwest, what you do right now is you start riding number 17, Josh Banderas. You know, he's only had minimal carries here. He's your guy.
Brown the fullback and back the pass. They go on a draw play, and Banderas nowhere to go. Got to the line of scrimmage, and it was all plugged up by Blue and White. Again, Liveringhouse in there and back into the ball game, Jordan Hockemeyer. And we've got a man down on the field for Lincoln Southwest.
It's one of the offensive linemen.
Yeah, he's already got a brace on that left knee. But Banderas gets credit for 1 yard. And the trainers running out to attend to the Lincoln Southwest player. Can't tell who it is at this point, but he probably got rolled up in that pile. There was 6 or 7 guys just in there trying to bring Banderas down. A minute 46 to go here in the first half of play. It is Kearney 13, Lincoln Southwest nothing. And we'll take a break and be back with more after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option.
All at Fast Phil's Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back to Foster Field. As always, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school football action here tonight on Classic Hits and, of course, on all of our stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker. We have an injury timeout. We've also got some college football going on tonight. Utah State leading Utah 13-0 in that rivalry game. And the man's still down here for Lincoln Southwest, and things have not been going well for Southwest. One of those games where they came right out, moved the football down the field on their opening drive. Josh Banderas went 9 yards, 9 yards the first two times, and then forced to punt the ball, and they haven't done much after that. And it looks like we might have a lengthy delay here as they attend to the Lincoln Southwest player who's still laying flat on his back out on the football field. And the officials have told Coach Cool to go ahead and pull his team off the field, bring him on the sidelines, as the training staff here attends to the Lincoln Southwest player. We want to make absolute for sure before we tell you who that Southwest player is. But if you are fighting injuries, no matter whether it's football-related, work-related, or just doing something fun and you tweak it, how about checking them out at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the other high school games from around the area tonight, brought to you by Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Carryout and delivery is available, Top of the Hill in Kearney. The big game tonight was number 1 and number 3. Millard South defeated Lincoln Southeast 28-20. Also, Ravenna and St. Cecilia at last check were scoreless in the second quarter. Gibbon, 7. Ogallala, nothing in the second quarter. Out at Ogallala, Wood River and Superior were scoreless in the second quarter at last check. Minden had taken a 14-0 lead over Fillmore Central in the second quarter. Adams Central was up 7-0 at last chance. Kearney Catholic got out to a quick 21-0 lead in their football game today. Also, Brian Arp has been rotating in on the left side with Kowalski on the offense, picking that up from our sideline reporters down there. And we have 1:46 to go here before halftime, and hopefully we can get an update on the Southwest player who has been down and being attended to here. And it looks like this is one of those that they might have to get aboard and cart him off the field, and the medical unit is coming out of the field. You hate to see that. Fortunately, in the first 2 weeks, we haven't had that problem, but now Southwest is going to be down an offensive lineman here, and it's 13-0 with 1:46 to go before halftime. Again, UNK will be here tomorrow at Foster Field, their home opener against Emporia State. They'll take on a football team that racked up over 500 yards against Fort Hays State on opening night, won it 41-18, 4-14 through the air, and so a little bit different look than Washburn had. Turnovers and special teams were the problems for both those teams in the first week, and Emporia State put up 41 points despite 3 turnovers. So big game for Kearney, because the following 2 weeks they take on the 5th-ranked and top-ranked team in the country in the next 2 weeks in the brutalest Division II schedule in the first month of the season. Hastings College will have their season opener tomorrow when they hit the road to take on Dort, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock pregame on 1230 KHAS, and of course Nebraska at UCLA. And our pregame is at 1:30 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. You can hear all the action, including the game, which kicks off on Fox Television just after 6:30. So we have the lengthy injury timeout here. Let's take another break. We'll be right back to Foster Field.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Doug Doodle, Larry Baker, our producer engineer, State John's back with you here at Foster Field for Friday Night Football. 1:46 to go in the second quarter. Kearney 13, Lincoln Southwest nothing. Battle of the fifth and eighth ranked teams in the state. But a lengthy entry timeout here as they are getting ready to cart off one of the Lincoln Southwest players. Mark King obviously was probably going to get ready to light into his football team in the locker room. And now this sheds a whole new light because they're going to have to take a young man to the hospital.
These type of delays really can change a game in a lot of different ways. You know, they can spark a team. They can take a team down. Last year, we were playing Amherst in a game that it was in the first half. It was in a game that we were very, very much in control of. We were up by about 21 points, and we were rolling, stopping them. We had an injury, dislocated ankle, a young Amherst boy. They had to bring the ambulance out, and when they did and they drove it off, the second ambulance was out on a call. We had to wait over 45 minutes for an ambulance to come from Sumner, so the whole delay took close to an hour. That was about a minute before the half, much like we have here, Doug. And when we got done with that delay, we take a long halftime. We come back. That game ended 70-50. It just went absolutely bananas. So delays like this sometimes can change a game in a lot of different ways.
Well, they have put the young Southwest player on the board, and they are being very careful, obviously, which you want to do in this day and age, get that neck secure, get that head secure, and a delay here in the football game of what will be probably about 10 minutes, if not a little bit more, but injured football player here on the offensive side for Kearney or for Lincoln Southwest. When we do resume, Kearney will have it third and four at their own 26, leading at 13. Southwest will have it third and four at their own 26, and they'll have some new personnel in there. But Kearney has taken over here in the second quarter.
And it'll be interesting to see what Southwest does here with a minute 46 left. Again, like we said, the game started and they went with that full house backfield with Blockature in the backfield, either kicking out that end or just devastating the inside linebacker on those ISOs. And what will be interesting is to see if they go back to that. They've kind of moved from that. And having been a guy that was a play caller for a lot of years, I've had a lot of people stand and second-guess play calling, so I know what that's all about. So when I see that, no way am I second-guessing what Coach King is doing. But what they were doing in that first series and what had such a devastating effect on the Bearcat defense, they have gone away from. It's been all eye pro. They've thrown the ball more than they normally do. And it's been a lot of sweep and stuff like that and not that full house power type pounding attack that we saw early. So it will be interesting to see whether it's here or in the second half what we see Lincoln Southwest come back with.
Well, it's a scary situation if you're the young man on the board or if you're his friends on the football team, because over in the huddle, Coach King is trying to talk to his men, and all they're doing is looking over at the cart being wheeled across the football field here to take this young Lincoln Southwest player to the hospital. And that is the center, Chance Farley. And so hopefully everything's okay there, and he will be not only fully recovered, but maybe be able to join his teammates before the end of the night. But you just never know, as we're going to play some more football here. 1:46 to go, second quarter, 13-0 Kearney. It is third and four now, and And let's see if we can pick up the number of the new center into the football game here for Lincoln Southwest. And the snap turn. It's going to be a reverse. Banderas gives it on the end around, and there's nothing doing there. On the reverse for Easton Edmond. The new center in there is Matt Manser, it looks like. And Kearney was ready for it, and Kearney's going to call their final timeout to get the ball back with a minute 30. It'll be a punting situation. So after that long, long delay, Southwest tried to keep catch Kearney looking into the backfield at Banderas, but they held their assignments, and it'll be fourth down.
Yeah, and Kearney's offense is built to go quite a distance in a minute 30 with no timeouts. Their offense and their scheme is built to do that.
Coming up at half, the Ravenna Sanitation and Halftime Report. We'll run down some of the first half stats of this ball game, look at scores from around the area, and we'll get a chance to talk to Tom Banderas, who still says he's the best athlete in the house. And so we'll talk with him, the former Husker tight end and father of Josh, who's going to be playing linebacker and going to be a good one for the Huskers. So that's coming up at half here from Foster Field. Next week, there's going to be some exciting games around the area. We can let you know that Ogallala will be playing Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460 on the Breeze 94.5 FM. It'll be the Kennesaw-Giltner contest. Right now, though, ready to punt it away, fourth and five at the 25-yard line will be Chase Goble. Hasn't really got his foot into one yet. And here again, a short kick that bounces at the 45. Kearney clears out, and he's going to get about 15 yards of roll on it. It's going to end up at the 40-yard line. So it's going to be a 35-yard punt, but about 15 of that was roll, and Kearney will have no timeouts, but they've got 60 yards to travel in a minute and 20. McNitt has not completed a pass yet in the football game.
This is a tough thing. You have to burn a timeout in the first drive of the game, and then you have to burn a timeout coming out of the first to second quarter time timeout. Geez, you'd love to have those here.
Well, Kearney would take 13-0 at the half as well. So let's see what Coach Brandon Cool does. See if he keeps it on the ground, see if they can get a first down, and then maybe go to the air, because you don't want to make a mistake here up 13-0. This first half has been almost perfect if you're a Bearcat. They'll send McNeil in motion to the left side, and there is the handoff to Lundgren, and Southwest stays home. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it, and that doesn't surprise me at all.
No, and it looks it. There's no hurry here whatsoever by Coach Cool.
He's got his young men over here on the sideline. Running in the play will be Caden Brueggemann, Ryan Cervantes. McNitt even comes over to check it out. And Southwest has two timeouts, so if you go ahead and throw an incomplete pass here, there's a chance that Southwest could call a timeout after third down and make them punt the ball, and then you can rush everybody and not worry about the consequences. And they'll send McNeil in motion again. Four wideouts here for McNitt out of the shotgun. Wants to throw, looks right, going to throw deep, and it is overthrown. Hunter King, I think he knew all along that he wasn't going to get there, so he made sure he got in the way of the safety for Southwest so that he couldn't pick it off. And 0-for-4 now for McNitt, which is not his MO either, but usually they throw it a little bit more. Tonight, they have kept it on the ground.
Yeah, and like I said, Lincoln Southwest is doing a nice job. I mean, they're those defensive backs, I mean, you can tell they're very, very well coached. How they're rolling their coverages. I mean, they're coming out in what looks as a cover two. When they motion, they bring it right back down into a cover three, and they're almost going cover zero on the weak side. All of that happening within one play, they're doing a nice job.
Third and 11, Bearcats. Wouldn't be surprised to see a run. That's what they do, and there's going to be a loss on the play for Lundgren. Shooting in there and making the tackle is going to be Lance Hibner, and it's going to be a loss on the play, the biggest loss so far for the Bearcats. They that big jet sweep, and he's going to lose about six.
I'd be surprised here if Southwest didn't call timeout and make them punt it.
They're not going to do it, though. I think they want to get in the locker room, and obviously the heads are swimming right now with the injury to your center, Farley, and being down 13-0. So a lot that they've got to get straightened away here in the Southwest locker room. At halftime, a battle of 2-0 teams, and it's 8th-ranked Kearney leading 5th-ranked Lincoln Southwest by a score of 13-0. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report from Foster Field right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack Story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
And welcome back to Foster Field, halftime of Friday Night Football, Kearney 13 and Lincoln Southwest nothing. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. We'll give you the stats in just a little bit, update some of the other games from around the area, but right now we're pleased to be joined by the man that didn't do anything but catch touchdowns. 10 out of 16 in his career with the Huskers. Tom Banderas joins us here at halftime. Tom, thanks for coming up.
Oh, not a problem. You know, came out here to Kearney and got a lot of friends out here, and glad to be here. Kearney's playing really well tonight and got us in a little hole, and we'll just have to see what we can come up with at halftime.
Been friends with Coach King for a long time, back from my Ord days when he got his first head coaching job. And I gathered before the ball game that he thought the team had been not playing up to their potential so far this year. Obviously, he's got to have that same feeling right now. Is there just something that's not clicking for these guys?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, right now we're just getting out quick. The defensive line's just, you know, we're big up front, but, I mean, we're just getting beat to the punch right now. I mean, they're getting some penetration on us. Defensively, we're having a hard time keeping the end detained. They're getting wide on us, in other words. I mean, they're not really trying much up the middle. So we'll change some schemes there. But, yeah, you know, obviously the game is ground and pound. And right now, Kearney's just taking it to us. So, you know, I'm sure we'll come back with another dose in this opening kickoff here and try to get six on the board. But, yeah, right now we're in a hole, and we'll see what type of team we are.
You played enough football where I'm sure there's been some injury timeout before. I was saying, you know, Coach King was probably ready to go in and choose some hindsight, and then you got an injury that takes one of your kids to the hospital here, and that probably changes the tone of what's going on at halftime. What do you think's going on in that locker room?
Well, you know, I mean, we still got to talk football, but yeah, this, you know, when you get an injury like that, not knowing what's going on, kind of brings it back to this. You know, it's just a game. You know, these kids are working hard out here, playing hard, getting the opportunity to play high school football. You know, I don't know if you know too, I mean, our tight end, who's been really great for us, 87, he busted his chin open and got a concussion, so he's out as well. So, you know, starting center, starting tight end, you know, we're just going to have to see the resolve of this team right now.
Yeah, he had that nice reverse earlier in the football game and had been doing some good things out there. We're talking with Tom Banderas, former Husker, and of course playing out of the great state of Missouri. Well, we got him up here into Lincoln, and let's talk a little bit about Josh here. Obviously, we had him on the Doug and Daddy show earlier this fall after he had made his commitment. Seems like a great young man. I'm sure as your son, you think he's a great young man, but what was the process like? Did it just get to a point where it's time to, he wanted to be a Husker, but was it just time to make that decision and focus on being a high school kid again?
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, he was going to be a Husker from day one, but I wanted him to experience a little bit of getting visit. You know, we went on some unofficials. We took the time to do that just so he could get a feel for it, because we knew that he wasn't going to take any official visits, you know, of course, except to Nebraska. So I just wanted to get him a little taste of it, because as he grew up, you know, he asked, and I told him the stories of taking the visits, yeah, and, you know, the recruiting process. So, he, you know, he really wanted to be a part of it. But, yeah, after a couple months, he was just ready to put it to bed and, you know, focus on the season.
Every dad kind of treats it a little differently. And if the mom has been to college and they're talking to their daughter, it's one way. Did you wait for him to come to you for advice, or did you try to steer him a little bit in the right direction? What was that like from a, since you had been there? Not every kid that goes to college had a kid, had a dad that did the same thing. What was that like over the last maybe 2 years?
Well, you know, it kind of really all started when he was in fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade. You know, because when you grow up a Nebraska fan, I mean, you know, those boys right now, I mean, I coach midget football, and those fourth, fifth graders, I mean, that's all they're thinking about. You know, we want to be a Husker. So everything they do in the football world is to get out there at Memorial Stadium. So, you know, it's kind of a little bit different beast than if you're from Tennessee or, you know, South Dakota or something like that. You know, once you grow up, especially in Lincoln, Nebraska, you know, it's Big Red all the way. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of temper that a little bit and, again, get him out and let him see that, hey, there's other nice programs out there. I mean, I don't think there's a bad – I think Iowa State, I love Paul Rhodes. I think Vanderbilt's even coming up, you know, Coach Snyder down in K-State. I mean, there's a lot of great schools in the Midwest that offer a nice education, and they don't have a good competitive football team.
We're talking with Tom Banderas here at halftime, Kearney 13, Lincoln Southwest, nothing. How many of the coaches have you – I mean, from the ex-Husker standpoint, you can kind of go in and watch the practice and do that if you want to, but now your son has the interaction with the coaches. How many of them have you really got to know on a personal level?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much know all of them except Joseph, you know, the new D-back, and Coach K, you know, the D-line. But outside of that, I've got a good relationship with all of them. But to be honest with you, I've kind of pulled back a little bit, you know, and let Josh have his time down there, because, you know, we go down there together, and, you know, I'd see myself interacting more.
Yeah.
So I wanted him to be that one interacting. So, you know, I've backed off a little bit. But, yeah, all those guys are great guys, and I'm looking for some good things out of this season from Nebraska.
Well, out at UCLA tomorrow, it looks like, you know, they could use some linebackers. What are they telling Josh? I mean, they got some good kids in there. Are they expecting him to come in redshirt, or do they want him to get right into the mix and maybe be a three-year type of player? I know there's a lot of – he looks like a man out there already, but obviously there'll still be even more development.
Right. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, he's probably only 60% as good as he's going to be. You know, once you get to that next level and you learn all the, you know, just little finite things that sometimes you don't get in high school, yeah, he's going to be much better. You know, I think he's just going to get an opportunity, and that's all you can tell him. You know, he's going to have an opportunity to go in there, and at the end of that fall camp, Coach Fellini and him will sit down and see if it's better for the Nebraska program, if he redshirts, or, hey, if he can be too deep in special teams, then we got to go.
Can you believe what the program is like now compared to when you were recruited and went to the Huskers in the early 80s, mid-80s?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a little bit different just because, I mean, you know, we were talking a while ago to some of my teammates, and, you know, back then we were the Alabamas and LSUs and USCs of today. I mean, if Coach Osborne walked in to the number one recruits, he got who he wanted. You know, and so now we're having to be, you know, a little less selective than we want. We can't draw every big name out there. But what I like about that is, you know, you can get a good staff and play up, and we just got to start, you know, continue to finish higher and higher. We'll start getting those big recruits again.
How many of the ex-players, ex-teammates are you still in contact with?
Oh, you know, I'm going to say 10 really close, but, you know, we can get a hold of each other anytime. We have a couple functions every year, and it's just good to see the guys, you know, a couple times a year.
Yeah, those aren't any fun, are they?
Oh, no. We just sit around and have a nice little dinner and tell old stories.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you out of here with this, because we always made fun. I mean, tight ends caught touchdown passes and blocked, and that's what they did under the Osborne regime. 16 catches, 10 touchdowns in your career. What was it like knowing that you were going to be blocking 95% of the time, and then what was it like when they called your number?
Well, you know, everyone always asked me that. In high school, I was a kid that caught 10 balls a game, and, you know, everyone thought I was going to go to Missouri. And when I said Nebraska, they said, hey, you're just going to block. So that came true, but I actually took more pride in the fact that we were always, you know, number one or number two in the rushing.
Yeah.
You know, for the season. I mean, now it's Navy and whoever's doing it now, Alabama's in them, but I took so much pride in that because, you know, our line was a fine-tuned machine. You know, I mean, we blocked who we were supposed to block. We did it in unison, and we always led the nation in rushing. So, you know, to catch a pass now and then was kind of fun. My highlight, of course, was 1987 Missouri when I was Big 8 Player of the Week. I caught 3 touchdown passes. So, you know, that's kind of unheard of at the time.
Well, that's a heck of a time on a heck of a era for Nebraska football. Hopefully we're getting back there. I got to ask you, because I'm sure you know the name, has my alum Doug Welniak still caught that SOB from Oklahoma yet? Because he's always still chasing him down the sideline, and I just want to know if he's ever caught that guy, because every time I watch the film, he's never caught him.
Yeah, no, but you know, I'll tell you what, Doug was in my class, and he was a hard-nosed walk-on that I think at the end there earned a scholarship, didn't he?
Captain
and a special teams guy, and he was just a freak. That was the day where we still had the old wedge buster. So we just laugh at him on film, you know, because he'd just go out there and just absolutely get murdered. But, you know, it took 2 guys out of it, and, you know, we ended up making the play and stuff. But, oh, yeah, old Welniak was a tough kid.
Well, Tom, thanks for coming up, giving us some time here at halftime, and hopefully everything's okay with the injured player, and it's a great season for Lincoln Southwest.
All right, hey, I appreciate it.
Take care. It's Tom Banderas joining us here at halftime, ex-Husker and, of course, father of future Husker, Josh Banderas. 13-0 Kearney. We'll be back and take a look at some numbers right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. It is 13-0 Kearney, Lincoln leading Lincoln Southwest. Let's see if we can run down some other scores for you here at the half. And Selma Myrna up at the half, 46-0 over Sandhills Thedford. Also, it is Ravenna and St. Cecilia scoreless. And I believe that game is at halftime. Wood River, and that's on the breeze, 94.5. Wood River leads Superior 7-0 at the half. Blue Hill leading Donovan Trumbull 6-0 in the second quarter. Some scores that have been updated at halftime. Adams Central leads Wilbur Claytonia 14-0. Grand Island Central Catholic is up in their ball game 7-0, and that is at halftime. Kearney Catholic leading St. Paul 28-6 in the third quarter. Lexington over Garing 16-14 in the second quarter. McCook led Northwest 23-6. Aurora led Seward at the half 28-0. Some eight-man action. It is Overton trailing South Loop at last check 14-9. Giltner all over Hampton 52-0 is the score in that ball game. We'll come back and give you some first half stats right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, a couple of injuries to report here at halftime. As you heard, the center, Chance Farley, taken off the field with less than 2 minutes to go here in the half. And also Tyler Hoppus, tight end, got a concussion after getting belted up under the chin, and he is out of the ball game as well. Our injury updates brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Let's try and take a look now at some of the first half stats. These are unofficial for Lincoln Southwest. Josh Banderas, 9 carries, 34 yards. Jamie Brown, 4 carries, 6 yards. Tyler Hoppus, before he got injured, 1 carry for 19 yards on a reverse. Eaton Edmond, also on an end around, 1 carry, no yards. And the quarterback, Gunnar Peterson, who has only carried the ball twice this year, did not carry it at all in the first half of play. So 15 rushing attempts here in the first half for Lincoln Southwest, who barely had the ball in the second quarter of play. And they have 58 yards rushing, 1 for 5, throwing the football for 15 yards, and 73 yards of total offense for Southwest, 4 first downs, no penalties in the first half, 4 punts, but they're only averaging about 30 yards per punt. For Kearney High, Caleb Lundgren, 9 carries, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Gillen, 5 carries, 41 yards. Jal Thong, one carry for 3 yards. And Luke McNitt, 12 carries for 80 yards. So for Kearney High, they have run the ball 27 times here in the first half of play. They've thrown it 4. They're 0 of 4 through the air. But on the ground, 180 yards. And that's also the total offense. 9 first downs, 2 punts for an average of 30.5, 2 penalties for 20 yards. There has not been a turnover in the football game. Kearney's 2 scores, a 1-yard quarterback sneak by Luke McNitt with 8:17 to go in the second quarter. The extra point was missed wide left, and then a 3-yard run by Caleb Lundgren with 2:32 to go, capping the drive, making it 13-0. Kearney also had about an 85-yard punt return wiped out tonight on a block in the back. But at the half, Kearney 13, Southwest nothing. The Silverhawks will get the ball to start the second half when we come back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Doug Doodle along with Larry Baker back here at Foster Field. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Ready to go with the second half. Kearney High will boot the football away, leading it by a score of 13-0. The kickoffs have been going into the end zone tonight, and another one does as well. The wind, which was a factor out of the north to start the game, died in the second quarter, and it's blowing a little bit here, but only about 5-7 miles an hour, and the ball goes into the end. And what are we looking at here in the second half, especially for Southwest, Larry?
Southwest just needs to reestablish what they were doing in the first quarter. I know they didn't score doing it. They were incredibly successful. It started killing their drives. They tried to start throwing the ball and some of those things. They just need to go back to who they are. Give the ball to number 17, Banderas, and let him run.
First down and 10, and the first handoff will be to Banderas, and he is going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, and his knee touched down after a couple of yards.
Yeah, Kearney High picked up for at least play one there, right where they left off. They're beating Lincoln Southwest to the punch. They're incredibly physical. They're just punching Southwest in the mouth right here, and that's tough because that's Southwest's game.
Yeah, you're not. If you're the puncher, you're not used to being the punchee. And right now, they want to run it over their big fellas, that line of 280, 295, 300. And, of course, with a new center in there, they go with that full house backfield. They'll hand it off, and over the 30, 25-yard line to the 26 is going to be Banderas.
It's kind of an interesting question, and I mean this in no disrespect to Mr. King or Lincoln Southwest or anything like that, but one of the things that he said is, you know, we just have played poorly the first 2 weeks. We haven't played well. When you start getting to week 3 and 4 and you're still playing like that, maybe you're not as good as maybe you thought or other people thought.
Well, we'll find out if they can make a move here because it was another 3-yard gain. It'll be 3rd down and 4. And they'll turn and hand it off again. Banderas looks for some running room. He is going to be hit at the 30-yard line and is going to have enough for the first down. He did a little bit of what McNitt's been doing. He did a little dance there, found the hole, and he's going to get 5 yards and move the chains. That's the first down since the first quarter.
And the way they did it there, they ran 3 ISOs. They ran in the B-gap 3 times there and right back what they were doing to start the game. And that's what we need to see from them. If they're going to pull themselves back into this game.
So first down here for Southwest, opening possession of the third quarter. It is 13-0, and they want to hand the ball off inside again, and Carney High is right there in the done. Nothing on the inside trap.
Yeah, they ran a little fullback trap there, a little curl trap, and there was nothing there.
Number 45, Jared Terrell, carrying the football that time, and he gets nothing. Southwest seems to be a little hesitant to stay with what they know should work. They'll give Terrell 1 yard. Kind of in a wing T now. They'll hand it to Banderas out of the backfield. Just runs right up over his center. Hard run over the 35 and takes it out to the 36. So a run that probably should have got 2 might get 5.
Interesting thing here. You know, Coach Archer said at the beginning of this game, we can't arm tackle tonight. He knew they had to be physical tacklers. They hit Banderas at the line of scrimmage there. They had him for no gain, but they tried to arm tackle, and it turned into about a 5-yard gain.
Well, he'd been averaging 9.5 yards a carry. He averaged 4 yards a carry, less than that in the first half. And they'll hand it off to him again over the right side. Bounces off a man across the 40, has the first down, still on his feet, 45, and drug down at the 47-yard line. So Banderas running hard here for Southwest, a gain of 10.
This is starting to look more, this drive here, like who Lincoln Southwest wants to be. They're just kind of pounding the ball slowly, methodically down the field here.
Interesting storyline going on over at Duncan Field. Hastings St. Cecilia, who has not lost a regular season game since 2006, scoreless with Ravenna in the third quarter on the breeze, 94.5 FM. It is first down and 10 at the 46. Turn, handed off on a counter play to Banderas into Carney territory, and right at the first down marker inside the 45 at the 43. That's going to be enough to move the chains again, and they have put Locatour back in the backfield with that 3-man backfield, 2 blockers for Banderas.
Yeah, and there they ran. They split the backer, the fullbacks there, and ran like a little counter look following Locatour. Banderas kind of starting to get what he wants here every time he touches the ball.
They're picked the pace. Gunnar Peterson hands it off to the fullback, and he goes absolutely nowhere. They had everybody wrapped up. The quarterback, Peterson, was hit as soon as he touched it. And don't have Brown in right now either, so I don't know if they've got another injury because Terrell has not carried the ball this season, and Jamie Brown is usually backed up by Jordan Brown, and neither one of them are in there, and they pick up 2 on the play. So second down and a generous 8 in Kearney territory, though. Southwest moving it. Peterson to throw, and it is complete at the 40-yard line and a gain of a whole yard because all over it on the tackle is Isaac Brown. We called him a lot against Pius, but because of the way the game's going tonight, we haven't had to say his name much.
And that's really interesting. It's that one route again. They throw that 2-3 hitch, that stop route, out there on the edge on second down. It's interesting that they throw it. It's a Even if it gets completed like that, as long as the tackle's made, it's going to be a 1 to 2 yard gain. But that thing's got interception written all over it with his accuracy.
It is 3rd down and 7 at the Bearcat 40-yard line after a 1-yard pass play. And they'll go on a draw. Big hole up the middle of Banderas. And he is going to get to the first down marker at the 32. We have not seen that big a hole since the opening drive. Banderas wasn't touched until he was 5 yards up the field.
No, that was just simple lead draw in the A-gap, and the Red Sea's parted there. This is interesting. You know, Kearney's defense was stiff, stout. They got great fits in the first half, and that's not anything of what's happening now.
Put a wing on the left side, handed Banderas off the right side, room to the 25, and an ankle tackle right there. making the ankle tackle at the 25-yard line for the Bearcats is going to be Caden Brueggemann, but they are doing what we thought they would do at the beginning of the game, and they move this ball 8 yards down the field. We'll call it 3rd and 2, and Banderas had 9 carries for 34 yards in the first half. On this drive, 8 carries for 52 yards.
Yeah, they're just chewing it up now.
Full house backfield again. Peterson hands it to Banderas, and that time he is stopped in the backfield, gets off the first man that hit him, but is brought down, and Jordan Hockemeyer is the one that blew it up for the Bearcats, and they will lose some yardage and make it 3rd down and 4. Loss of 2.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to hear. I'd stay right with what's taking this thing down the field. I'm coming in isolation here or running a power play. I wouldn't get cute here in any way.
3rd down 4 at the Bearcat 26. Opening drive has almost taken half the quarter. They'll turn, hand it to Banderas off the right side. McNitt wraps him up. Banderas leans forward. He's going to be very close to the first down, but I think he's going to be just short. It'll be 4th and about 6 inches here on a 3-yard gain for Banderas. And that's another thing to look at. This is the opening drive. We're already down to 6 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. Kearney 13, Southwest nothing. And Southwest will go for it. And their quarterback in Gunnar Peterson has only had 2 carries, so I don't expect a sneak here. As they try to hustle up to the line, they go with that full house backfield. Peterson sets him down on 4th and inches. It's Banderas, and it's Banderas for the first down.
What you're starting to see here, Doug, truthfully, is Banderas is actually getting hit at or within a yard of the line of scrimmage, and he's starting to run people over, churning his legs. Like, we were down on the field before the game. He's an incredibly big kid. I mean, it's definitely a D1 body as far as how that looks. He's really taking this thing over now as much as anything.
This is pretty impressive. He may have been challenged in the locker room at halftime, and he has come out to perform. 1st and 10. Now they're going to go to the handoff to Connor Thompson, try to get him a counterplay. A penalty flag is going to come out on what could only be a face mask after just a 2-yard run, but he had to jig and jag and got all the way to the Southwest sideline, and that's going to be, has to be a face mask because there were no Southwest players over there, just 2 Bearcats.
And they just ran the old school cross buck there, give the running back the eye back the hand, and give the other ball carrier the ball.
It was only a 1-yard gain, but add on the 5 for the penalty.
Yeah, this is more what we talked about at the top of this game, was Lincoln Southwest controlling the clock, getting to where, remember when I said, you know, Kearney could see a situation where they only get 1 possession in a quarter.
And that's what looks like is going to happen here in the 3rd quarter of play. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. So it remains 1st down and 4 at the 11-yard line of Kearney. The deepest penetration for Southwest. Banderas left side inside the 10, gets the first down. It'll be 1st and goal at the 6.
Yeah, Banderas isn't really blistering fast, but he is just a bull. I mean, he's about 6'4", is my guess. They've got him listed
6'2".
6'2", but when you see him stand next to the 6'6 quarterback, there's not much of a difference.
Got that helmet on, too.
Yeah, that's
a couple
right.
inches. 1st down and goal. Southwest will split Nordgren out wide to the right. Thompson left, right up the middle. It is going to be Banderas dragging people inside the 5, and he is not going down on first contact anymore. He's going to get it inside the 3, 2nd and goal. And gain of 4 on the play.
And the other thing we've seen here, Doug, we talked about this in the first half, where we saw Lincoln Southwest, Banderas would come in maybe for a play or two and then go out, and he was getting very few carries. Now we've got a situation where he has not come out of the game here in this quarter, and he's gotten the ball on all but about 3 plays.
Terrell, the fullback, Banderas, the I-back, tossed to Banderas' right side. He's into the end zone, and Southwest is on the board. What a drive, 80 yards, 7 minutes, and 29-second drive, and it was basically all Banderas.
Yeah, there was only about three or four of those plays, and none of them really netted any yards. I mean, that's what their season has been about, and in that first half, they'd gone away from that. You know, the old saying, you have to dance with who brought you. And They're going to go as far as his legs will take them this year.
7 minutes and 29 seconds, and now to attempt the extra point will be Kramer Rath, and it's blocked.
That's big, Doug.
The kick is no good. Kearney missed their first one. Now Southwest missed their first one. So the kick is no good. And with 4:31 to go in the third quarter, Kearney 13, Southwest 6 on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Doug Duda and Larry Baker back with you here at Foster Field. Want to thank Athletic Director Mark Armstrong and all the fine folks for allowing us to bring you what is turning out to be a heck of a football game. Kearney High 13, Lincoln Southwest 6 with 4:31 to go here in the third quarter. And Kearney High awaiting their first possession of the second half. Hunter King and Caleb Lundgren await the kick from Rath, who put his first one in the end zone, but this one is going to be returnable. Goes from the right all the way to the left side, and he is going to be tripped. Kept his balance, so this could be big. 15, 20, right sideline, 25, 30, 35, 40. He dances away from another man out to midfield. What a great job of keeping his balance back at the 11-yard line and brings it all the way out to midfield for the Bearcats.
That's great, Doug. They get tremendous field position now. This comes back to the point we made at the top of the broadcast. Kearney has to take advantage of this drive. The momentum has shifted here. Kearney can shut out the lights. When you hold the ball forever like that, that's great, but the problem is if Kearney can score on this drive, you literally wasted the third quarter for Lincoln Southwest.
Which is fine. Get that lead right back where it was.
Right.
Kearney's offense was very solid, but it was all on the ground. Had 180 yards rushing in the first half, which you would take every single week. And now they empty that backfield again. McNitt all by himself with four wideouts. They'll send Lundgren in motion, and they'll give it to him on the sweep. Gets into Southwest territory, into the secondary, down the right sideline. 35, 30, 25, and he'll be pushed out of bounds, very similar to his first run in the first half. He just went the other way this time. They went left to start the game. He went 38 yards. They go right this time, and he's going to have about a 26, 27-yard gain.
It's out of that twin set in the Zoom guy makes it a trip set. But I'm telling you, those receivers are just doing a tremendous job there. One's kicking out, one's pinning down as far as blocking. And, they're just opening a tremendous hole out there in what really, I guess, we call the D-gap.
Two men split out wide to the left for the Bearcats, including Isaac Brown. Again, empty backfield here. This time, Gillen is in motion. This time, Gillen doesn't get it. It's going to be a quarterback draw up the middle. McNitt, 20, 15, runs into to his own man, and bringing him down from behind is Easton Edmond, and he's close to the first down marker at the 14-yard line.
Lincoln Southwest linebackers were fighting with each other there pre-snap. They couldn't get rolled to the adjustment on the motion. As I talked about it in the first half, one of the things that Lincoln Southwest did very well is they were rolling their coverages, and literally as the motion came across the field, the Zoom guy, they were changing their coverages. That time, it became a mess, and look like a circus, those guys trying to get lined up.
They call it a gain of 9 for McNitt. It'll be second down and 1 at the Silverhawk 14. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Kearney 13, Southwest 6, here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Kearney High having some problems over there. Luke McNitt took his helmet off immediately, and he acted like he got poked in the eye, and maybe if he has contacts, that he's having some problems with his right eye as he's talking to the referee.
Well, he's going to have to come out, Doug. I mean, if my guess is if they've blown it dead due to an injury, he has to come off or they have to use a timeout.
mean, Nitt now comes over to talk to his coach, Brandon Cool, and they restart the play clock.
They're going to let him stay? I mean, they stopped it due to an injury.
So it is second down and one at the 14. Gillen now flanking him to his right side. Twins to the left. Second and one. Give it to Gillen right up the middle. He is hit and leans forward. I'm not sure he got enough for the first down. Coming through there quickly was Jordan Brown to make the tackle. This all depends on the spot. And they're going to say no first down. It'll be third and one. Gillen, they don't usually run him up the middle a whole lot. They like to get him outside, as they've been doing all night long. So third and one. But come away with points here. Obviously a touchdown, a whole different scenario. But you've got Quincy Bennett over here warming up that leg again just in case they need a field goal. Third and one at the 14. McNitt out of the shotgun, keeps it himself. Why wouldn't he? Over the right side, first down and more. 10-5, touchdown, Bearcats. Luke McNitt takes it off the right side for 14, and Kearney answers right back.
Tremendous job. I mean, that's huge. You just negated all the momentum and basically wasted over 7 minutes for Lincoln Southwest. Now Southwest has got to come back and do it again. And let's say they can, Doug, as tough as that was the first time, if they can come back and do it again, the fourth quarter's almost over.
Yeah, that was a long drive. 7 minutes and 29 seconds they held it. Kearney held it for about 2.5. And now Bennett in, not to attempt the field goal, but to attempt the extra point. Snap high, and fire is on. The holder rolls to the right, and he is going to be drugged down. He didn't even have a chance to throw it. The snap was just high to Ryan Cervantes, and there was nowhere to go. So the PAT is no good, and with 1:52 to go in the third quarter of play, Kearney 19, Southwest 6 on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two on Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Kearney High ready to boot it away again after the touchdown, and Bennett hammers it into the end zone, and another touchback. Southwest will start on their own 20. Don't forget at the end of our ball game tonight, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. Then we'll send it back to the studio for the Platte River Preps Friday night scoreboard show. Skip Berry, along with Stacy Johns, Merritt Lawson, and the entire crew, bringing you all of tonight's football scores, recaps from our radio games, and a whole lot more. Given 13, Ogallala nothing in the third quarter of play. Hastings St. Cecilia now leads Ravenna 7-6 in the third quarter of play. Wood River led Superior 15-0 at the half. Blue Hill 12, Donovan Trumbull 6 in the third quarter. Here it is, Southwest football. It was all Banderas last time. Now they're going to bring in the little fullback, and that is Brown. And Jamie is going to have a nice little run up the middle of the 25-yard line, a gain of 5. He had 4 carries for 6 yards in the first half. Loomis 41, Pleasanton 8. That was at halftime. Overton led South Loop 16-14 at halftime. Giltner all over Hampton in the third quarter of a play. And if you've got scores, give them to us at 646-0506. All you have to do is text them. We'll pass them out. 646-0506. Here's a toss to the right side and a couple of yards there for Southwest. And Brown with it again. So Banderas, after that long, long drive last time, he's catching a little breather here.
But this is interesting, Doug. I mean, we went from Banderas, ISO power, right down the field, to now it's been a couple toss plays. Banderas did just come back in the game. But
third down and 3. Under a minute to go, third quarter, Kearney 19, Southwest 6, both teams 2-0 on the season. Go to that full house backfield again. Ball fumbled on the snap. It's loose on the ground. I think Southwest got back on it, but they're going to have to punt it. Center quarterback exchange, and again, with their young center out of the ball game with a neck injury, Chance Farley, right before halftime, they've had to go to Matthew Mansour, I believe it is, in there. And that's the first time they've had a little problem, but it brings up fourth down.
Yeah, and they were going to throw the ball, Doug. They're both tight ends released, and both receivers were running down the field there on that third and short.
Going to be a loss of a couple. Haven't had a turnover yet. Both teams hoping that that holds on their offensive side. Ready to punt the ball away is going to be Chase Goebel. High, very, very short punt. Kearney calls the fair catch and takes it at their own 49-yard line. That's only a 26-yard punt. Be interesting. I didn't necessarily bring this up to Coach King in the pregame interview because I didn't think this would be the strategy. Are they intentionally trying to make Kearney not return the ball? Because these have been some very, very short punts. And that's the final play of the third quarter. It's Kearney 19, Lincoln Southwest 6. The Bearcats will start this drive at their own 49 when we come back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
We start the fourth quarter of play. It'll be Kearney Bearcat basketball, or football, excuse me, and McNitt's going to keep it on a quarterback draw. He'll get into Southwest territory and slip down at the 46. That's going to be a gain of about five.
Yeah, that was incredible. I mean, it was drawn. I mean, that just opened up big. Banderas made a great tackle there, but the Southwest coaches really got upset there. They're giving it to that inside linebacker over there on the sideline. I mean, it's gotten ratcheted up. I mean, this, in many ways, for Southwest, is going to be the ball game. They've got to get the ball back here.
Luke McNitt now with 107 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. Not one single passing yard tonight for Kearney. Second and six at the Southwest 46. And the inside handoff and a big hit there on Lundgren. Got maybe a yard. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. He took a whack. But interestingly enough, right before that snap, Doug, think about what you said, not a single passing yard for Kearney High tonight. Before this game, as you and I were having a private conversation before we went on air, didn't we think maybe these stat line would be the opposite?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I thought maybe Kearney would try and get them with the short passes. Instead, basically, they're just running jet sweeps and stretch plays. They are getting it outside the hash marks. Not much going on inside. That's a gain of one. It's third down and five now. Long five for the Bearcats. Banderas acting like he's going to blitz, and here he comes, wants to throw. McNitt out here in the flat, complete at the 40, hit at the 39-yard line, and driven out of bounds, but that's enough for the first down to Hunter King. And again, great tackle, Corey Williams. We've called his name quite a bit. When they do get in the secondary, he's making the tackle, but that's the first completed pass of the ball game. It's only for 6 yards, but it's enough for a Bearcat first down. I've got them for 12 in the game.
Yeah, I mean, now it's starting to, you're wanting to chew the clock, maybe get it in, get the play in just a little slower. You're Kearney, you can come out of here with a win. That is a big deal. This is going to be a team that's going to win a lot of games this year in Lincoln Southwest. That's a big deal.
Yeah, you thought they were an underdog tonight. Thursday they will be a huge underdog to second-ranked Millard North. But they played so solid tonight. Hand off Lundgren. He brings it up the seam to the 38. Gain of a yard is all. And we've got a player down. Or do we have a flag on the far side? Flag on the far side away from the play here.
I think that's going to be motion or a procedure on Kearney. When they motioned, they may have had too many men in the backfield.
Yeah, illegal motion on Carney. That will be their fourth penalty of the ball game for 30 yards. The big penalty came in the first quarter, wiped out an 85-yard punt return on a block in the back. One thing for Southwest, zero penalties in this football game.
If you really look at the Southwest team, they're big, tough, physical. They play clean football, good football. They've just been a step slow tonight. I mean, really, if you were to think about this thing and how it's gone, they've played a good, solid football game. They've just been a step slow on both sides of the ball.
Well, offensively, they just don't have a lot of options, haven't used a lot of options.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's been number 17 or nothing.
They've been doing their best to stay away from Lacouture, who's playing the left defensive end position. Banderas, the middle linebacker. First and 15, Bearcats now after the motion penalty. McNitt takes the snap, keeps it himself, finds room up the middle, stiff arm, and gets to the 39-yard line where he runs right into Lazaro. But Banderas was the one that wrapped him up, so Banderas and McNitt. McNitt, by the way, for folks that don't know, Luke was on the sidelines last Saturday at the Husker game on a visit, so his mug was on Husker Online, and he was down there looking. And who knows what the invitation will be. A gain there of five on the play for Luke. But maybe him and Banderas could be teammates here in the near future. He's definitely got the talent. Back to pass. McNitt throws. Ball tipped and incomplete. Tried to hit it into the just a little deeper slant there. And on the tip pass is number 10, Lance Hibner again.
Yeah, it's been tough sledding throwing the ball for Kearney tonight. In the Southwest, defense on the back end really does a nice job, and they're in the right position most of the time here. You know, when you talk about that with what Luke McNitt's going to do, I mean, there's for sure two Huskers on the field right now. It could be as many as, you know, three or four.
Yeah, especially if you look at the junior class. Third down and 10 now for the Bearcats. Haven't had this much tonight. They're at the 39-yard line. They'll send Brueggemann in motion. Trips to the right side. McNitt looking that way. Pressure coming. He'll look for the end zone. He's got a man wide open, but overthrows King. Once Luke McNitt got away from the pressure from Lacouture, who was coming into the backfield, he stepped forward and had that extra juice on his arm, and King was wide open, but overthrew him, and a punting situation coming up.
Oh, had him all alone. That's a tough throw where he ducked out of the sack and he was running. I mean, he had to throw it back across his body. He put plenty on it. But
now punting for just the third time tonight. It will be Bennett. He's averaged 30 and a half yards. Kicked a couple into the wind in the first quarter. Now the wind's died down. He's just looking for a pooch here. Oh, he got all of that one. That's going to be into the end zone. The ball turned over on him. He didn't want it to. It looked good to start, and then it turned over, and into the end zone it goes. So it'll be a 39-yard punt, but a 19-yard net, and Southwest getting used to starting at their own 20-yard line. Doug Goodell, Larry Baker with you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney 19, Lincoln Southwest 6, 8:55 is all that remains in this football game.
Yeah, and if you're Lincoln Southwest here, you can try to come back to your ISO game, but if you've got a little trickery or a little razzmatazz in your playbook, now's the time. If you can just get this thing to a score with, you know, 5 minutes or so left to go, you're back to having a ball game.
And they probably lost their best receiver in Tyler Hoppus early in the game with a concussion. So now back to pass, wanting to throw the football as Peterson rifles it over the middle, and it is incomplete. It's broken up by Isaac Brown, trying to get it downfield to Sean Nordgren.
Yeah, and in that situation, you can tell, you know, they just don't throw the ball a lot. He had a the lead receiver, the X receiver out there, was standing there at about the 30-yard line all alone that entire route time, and he just threw to the wrong guy. He threw to the receiver that was covered with bracket coverage, a guy on top and a guy underneath. So, you know, when you're not used to seeing that as a quarterback, it's tough when you're asked to do it.
Second and 10, they'll hand it to Banderas off the left side. Makes his own hole out to the 24, third and 6.
Yeah, I mean, it's just right back. They run ISO there, and he gets 4 or 5 yards. You know, he's like clockwork, but now you're in a situation with this offense where it gets a little tougher. As the game's gotten tougher, third and 7 here, we see Luke McNitt come in to play inside linebacker. Kearney's done this quite a bit tonight on third downs. They didn't do it in that first drive of the second half. He he never did commit at linebacker. But here you can tell the onus. Kearney wants the stop, and they want the ball back.
Banderas on that drive to start the second half that went 80 yards in 7 minutes and 29 seconds. He carried it 14 times. It was an 18-play drive. And Banderas on the ball fake. They'll throw it out here in the flat. Complete. First down. They got it to the 30, 32-yard line. We've got a flag all the way on the other side of the field as it was completed to David Kaltenberger.
I think they're going to call a hold is what I think they're going to call.
A holder, that would be a weird place for a hold. I can't imagine that's a hold. That's from the side judge over there. And it is going to be on Southwest, and what a time for their first penalty of the night. And because they don't throw it much, maybe the young man that caught the ball took off too quick. Illegal procedure on Southwest. Their first penalty of the night wipes out what got them a first down to the 33. Instead, it'll be third and 11 back at their 19-yard line. Kearney 19, Southwest 6, 7:59 to go in the game. That is a killer. Puts you in a must-pass situation here.
That's a tough, tough spot, Doug. They executed the play beautifully that they had there.
I'll tell you what. They throw a lot underneath. This would be a perfect place for the hook and lateral.
There you go.
You're down two touchdowns. You got to do something, but they're putting Banderas split out wide to the left. You might see a jump ball to him as well. That's what they're looking. Slant pattern to him. Complete. He got the first down. Playing off him maybe just a tad too much that time was Ryan Cervantes, but you didn't want Banderas to sprint right by you and get an 81-yard touchdown. So they give up the first down. And maybe that's okay playing in this package. Keep that clock moving along, a 12-yard completion.
Yeah, no question, because they're going to have to, and they're not getting 12 in a hurry here very often.
Got the ball in the hands of their best player. Now they hand it to him, and hit in the backfield, and spinning out is Banderas. Breaks another tackle, 35, 36-yard line. He was first hit by Andre Franks, I believe it was, that got in there, number 78.
He's an electric runner. I mean, he does not go down on first contact. He's extremely tough. Kearney's got to be careful here. Again, a score here makes this thing a one-possession game. And if you're Southwest, that's your goal. Get to 5 minutes, be within one possession, and you got a shot.
Kearney High really got through that time, but Bandera so strong. They will fake the handoff, rolling out, passes overthrown. Kearney has got the passes covered as well because they've only got about two patterns to worry about as they overthrew Connor Thompson. He only was about 2 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage that time and overthrew him, third and four.
Yeah, the route combinations are pretty basic out of I-Pro. They're dragging the far tight end, running a speed out with the near tight end, and then sending the split out on a nine route.
Peterson, 2 of 4 in the second half for 13 yards. They go to Banderas. And he is going to lower his head and be short. He'll get to the 40-yard line and run into the pile again. He had Franks in there beating his man off the whistle. But it's going to be fourth down and one. And if you're Lincoln Southwest, you're out of position here. I think you've got to go for it. 6:45 and counting. And Banderas, everybody in the house expects him to get it. Do you do something besides that? Kearney fans making a lot of noise here. He needs a yard and a half to keep it going. Full house backfield. They give it to him. He crashes forward for the first down.
Yeah.
Followed LaCourture over there. LaCourture knocks him down. Banderas gets the first down.
And I agree with the call, Doug. I mean, the thing
or
is,
was that? Excuse me, Larry. They might have given it to Connor Thompson, but I think it was Banderas. So enough for the first down.
The thing is you profess to be a tough, big boy team that runs the ball. You got to get some fourth and ones.
So a fresh set of downs. Full house backfield. Now Thompson on the counter play. All kinds of room to the right side on the pass. Fooled me. And it's incomplete. They tried to find LaCouture. I thought they gave it on the trap play on the counter over there. But Peterson held on to it. And LaCouture was behind his man, but he's not going to be fast with that frame. And they overthrew him just a little bit. 6'5", 270-pound coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, he was rumbling, running a little corner route there, but the ball was just overthrown.
Can you imagine being a Kearney safety trying to tackle that with a little progress behind you? Now they'll line him up at tight end out of the base eye formation on second down and 10, and they'll give it to Brown, the eye back, and he gets 2 yards to the 45. It'll be third down and 8.
Boy, if you're Kearney or Brad Archer here, I know you want the ball back. I get that. But I'll just tell you, you'll take this drive any day of the week from them where you're making them eat the clock. The clock's not stopping, and it's, you know, three and four downs to get a first down.
This is KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker, FlatRiverPreps.com on the web. As we will bring you some more scores in a minute, but right now 19-6, Kearney, 5:40 to go in the game. Ball fake, back to pass. Peterson throws it as far as he can, and he overshoots his intended receiver, Corey Williams. That was actually his best-looking throw of the night. He just overshot the little speedster, and that was just simple man-on-man coverage down the field.
Yeah, what you're seeing here is teams that don't throw the ball very often, this is what you normally get, is it's a lot of heave-ho. You know, they get back there just throwing as hard as they can, and that's why you most generally you see those overthrown. Now you're fourth and long.
I am a little surprised. I thought, take this on the ground. It worked in the third quarter. Get it into the fourth quarter. If there's 3 minutes left, fine. You got all your timeouts, onside kicks. Not the case here. And, again, they're going to put Banderas slot left side, fourth down and eight, and a timeout. I think it comes from the Kearney sideline on defense. Evidently, they saw something they didn't like, and Kearney will burn their first timeout, 5:29 to go in the ball game. Bearcats 19, Silverhawks 6 on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Fourth and eight, Lincoln South West at midfield. They need a first down. Back to pass. Peterson looking, has time, fires it, overthrows his intended target, and Kearney takes over on downs. They went for a sideline route at the first down marker to Easton Edmond, and it sailed about 5 feet over his head. And when you're not a passing team, this is usually what happens, and Kearney is in the driver's seat with 5:23 to go, takes over at midfield, leading 19-6.
Well, if Kearney can finish here, which I feel as though they should, this is a big win for Kearney, you know, moving forward here. We know they get the tough one next week, but I guarantee you, if you'd given Coach Kuhl or any of those guys the truth serum, and they said they could come out of these 2 weeks 1-1, I think they'd have taken that.
Well, this is a outstanding performance considering they'd have 6 yards passing, first down and 10. And McNitt will hand it off the right side, keep that clock running with Lundgren. He'll get a couple between the 42 and the 43. Southwest has all of their timeouts remaining. A little early to use them here. Call it a gain of two. Lundgren, who had 88 yards in the first two games, has 86 here in this ball game. Now two of them were on big runs. His first touch of the game was a 38-yarder, and his first touch of the second half was a 27-yarder.
Bearcats to take one here to just ice it.
19-6 Bearcats in Southwest territory. McNitt using as much of the clock as he can. Now he'll keep it off the right side. Little seam, 40-35, first down to the 33-yard line. Bearcats first down on a gain of 10 from Luke McNitt.
You know, the thing that I've been most impressed with tonight, Doug, is from the opening snap, the Bearcats look prepared tonight. You know, they looked crisp, they looked ready, well-coached, well-focused. Well, that is the sign of a good football team. It's not always the stats. It's how well you can get up for a game like this, and can you be crisp with all that going on around you?
And as the game progresses, it looks pretty simple. And to be pretty simple, you've just got to make your blocks and not make mistakes, and that's what Kearney's been doing. First and 10, just inside the 34, the Silverhawks. And this time they'll give it off with a little counter for Lundgren. He started left. It wasn't an intentional counter, and then he bounced off to the right side, and he's going to pick up minimal yardage, maybe a yard, yard and a half. Generous. Now they'll move it back a yard gain. Second and nine. Nonetheless, the clock continues to run. 3:50, and another first down would almost do it. It will definitely force Southwest to use a timeout.
Yeah, and Coach Cool's in no hurry to get that play in there.
Nate has been running over to the sidelines when he can to pick up the play. Split out wide to the left, Blake McNeil. But they've been nothing but decoys for most of the night. Out of the shotgun on second down, hand it to Lundgren again, runs up the middle, has a little bit of a hole, gets inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line, a gain of 5. And that'll make it third down and about 5, 4.5. So he got about 4.5, and he needs about 4.5 more.
And I think this is two down territory. You don't want a long field goal and have it blocked and go back for a touchdown or something. So very manageable here. I like the way Coach Cool has managed Luke McNitt's carries tonight as well. They're spreading the wealth.
I bet you that Luke McNitt gets his next carry right here. As they fill the box, though, here comes everybody for Lincoln Southwest. On the run blitz, McNitt tries to get to the outside, cuts to the 30. Ooh, that ball was out there in a precarious situation, and Banderas does tackle him. Everything was right there. We guessed right. Southwest knew what was going on, plugged the middle, let Banderas flow to the quarterback, McNitt. Luke picks up just about a yard and a half. It'll be fourth down and 3.
Yeah, Banderas, I mean, he is a tremendous football player.
I'm shocked that Southwest is not using a timeout here because Kearney doesn't have to snap the ball till about the two-minute mark. Fourth down and 5, and the Bearcats will line up and go for it. If they convert, that would about do it. Fourth and 3, excuse me, at the 27-yard line, and McNitt puts his man in motion, and they draw him offsides. Luke McNitt. A lot of motion out of the shotgun with the hands, went with the heavy cadence, and now the officials are going to discuss it here, but I think everybody's on the same page with an offside, and it wasn't just one guy, it was 5 of them. Offside, Southwest, first down, Kearney.
And the thing is there, Doug, is Lincoln Southwest had everybody up in line of scrimmage. They were bringing them all, and those guys just got a little overzealous, and Tyler McNitt did a tremendous job there with his cadence. We'll see. You're down to the 201 mark now.
Well, that's just a heck of a job there by the Bearcats. 19-6. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show. And our Platte River Preps Friday night scoreboard is coming up. Southwest has all their timeouts, so Kearney can't kneel on it. They'll just snap it back to McNitt as soon as the 5-second count begins. The official check at his watch. A lot of time running off here. Now the snap. McNitt gives it to Lundgren. Hole up the middle. They try to strip 20, 15, and he's going to be brought down just short of the first. Oh, he keeps going. They haven't blown the play dead yet. Southwest trying to stand him up and strip the ball, and he's going to get 9 on the play. And Southwest has not called timeout. I think they have conceded here.
Yeah, that is a surprising thing to me, Doug, from about the 3 or 4 minute mark here. They've literally conceded this game. They have 3 timeouts. Right there, they literally let Kearney go up and run all 25 seconds off on that first down. He's going to do it again here on the snap. This game, it's over.
Well, you have to wonder how much the injury and seeing Chance Farley carted off the field. They came out without all the emotion to start the second half and scored, but then Kearney, with a good kickoff return, was able to answer right back, and Kearney's been in control ever since. McNitt's going to kneel on the football. And the celebration starts here. They're going to have to snap it one more time. Coach Brandon Cool say, hold on, settle down. The assistant coach is saying, settle down here. And Southwest has had so much success over the years as well, and we really haven't touched that. Even in close games or maybe when Southwest was the underdog, they found a way to beat Kearney. And so this is more than just beating a higher-ranked team. This is beating a team that's been your nemesis. As we're down to 15 seconds to go, Kearney will snap it one more time. McNitt kneels on it, and this football game is over. The Kearney Bearcats, 19. The Lincoln Southwest Silverhawks, 6. And what emotion, what preparation, and what execution of a game plan here tonight for Coach Brandon Cool and his entire staff as they knock off Lincoln Southwest Silverhawks by a score of 19-6. The Bearcats now 3-0. The Silverhawks will fall to 2-1. Sometimes you can't believe the press clippings, can you, Larry?
No, and I think that's the thing. I think you saw that with Kearney's guys tonight. You see Coach Kuhl really celebrating out there. What that shows you, when you saw Luke McNitt celebrate right there, and you saw the coaches, especially Coach Kuhl, get so excited right there at the end, that tells you that this thing was marked on the calendar. They worked incredibly hard on this game this week. A lot of emotion went into it, and this game meant a ton to them. Look at the emotion as they all come over to coach now. That is a great thing to see. It was a team that was very well prepared, and they executed tonight, Doug.
Well, there is a lot of emotion going on right now at Foster Field, the most I have seen maybe ever. This is a big game. And granted, we don't cover the Kearney High Bearcats every single week for the last 15 years, but this is a big, big win for this program because, quite honestly, we know that maybe they're going to have some depth problems here the next couple of years and that the talent pool might not be where they've been over the last 5 years with some of these great football players. But it's wins like this that get the kids out, get them in the weight room, and show that if you put the effort in, you can win these kind of football games because Southwest is a great football team.
Right, to put this game in somewhat of perspective, yes, it's a top 10 matchup, but Lincoln Southwest was talked about a lot as maybe being the best team in Class A. Bob Jensen, somebody that I respect a great deal with Huskerland Preps, he had this as his 25th of his top 30 games you have to see in 2012. This was number 25. This was in the top 30 of games you have to see. That's a huge win.
Kearney High finds a way to get it done tonight. Once again, Luke McNitt does it, but a career game for Caleb Lundgren, and don't overlook this defense. They stepped up and got the job done here tonight, 19-6, and we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you, where it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, get your game on, keeping your local school geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Larry, of course, playing down here at UNK, they've got the Kearney High buses over here, and these guys are sprinting to get in the bus, to get up to the school, to celebrate some more. I think they've got enough energy that they could hike up the hill to Kearney High right now.
And their feet might not hit the ground.
Oh, it's just an incredible ball game. And I feel for Lincoln Southwest, as I said, friends with Coach Mark King for a long time, a great, great guy, and it just didn't go their way tonight. They get a couple of injuries to Tyler Hoppus. They get an injury, obviously, more severe to their center, Chance Farley, who was carted off the field right before halftime, and we hope all things check out well there because all these Southwest kids and coaches and had Tom Banderas on at halftime, just all classy people, and they just want to play good football, and that this was good, hard, solid football. There was nothing about tonight's football game.
You know, one of the interesting things is Lincoln Southwest, they are as advertised. They're huge, incredibly physical. They have speed. They have one of the top probably five football players in the entire state of Nebraska on their team. And we saw that when they came out in the third quarter. Just, I mean, it was a 17 or 18 play drive and took it straight down the field and scored. We saw who they were, but the interesting thing is so far in their season, they've played more like they did the other three quarters, I'll say, than they did that third quarter here. Coach King is a tremendous coach, very successful. He knows what he's doing. He will get them turned around. Doug, they have a very big game next week. We talk about Kearney playing Millard North next week, which is a huge game. Lincoln Southwest next week has to play Omaha North, who's an incredible team with a great quarterback, a couple great running backs, a very good defense, a Division I defensive end tight end of their own.
Yeah, they're ranked sixth in this week's state Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, Huskerland Prep, right around that number six spot, where Kearney was 5-6, and they're right in that 5-6, or Southwest was 5-6, Kearney 8-9, and obviously they'll move up there as they get ready to take on, well, next week, maybe the number one team. We'll see what the rankers do, because number one Lincoln Southeast got beat tonight, but they got beat by number three Millard South, and Millard North is setting it 2-0.
I would be
so
shocked.
So Millard North will be number one because they beat Millard South.
That's what I was just saying. I'd be shocked if Millard North wasn't. They'll be the number one team in the state next year. And to be quite honest with you, Kearney's going to end up in the top five. Kearney could be three or four or something like that. Kearney's going to end up vaulting up there. That is just going to be a huge game in Millard next week to go down.
Well, let's take a look at some of the stats. Let's take a look at some other scores coming up after our post-game show. We will take you back into the studio for the Platte River Preps Friday Night Scoreboard Show. And here was another great game on the Breeze 94.5 FM tonight. And it just makes you, to me, I don't care who wins or loses a game that ends up like the one I'm about to report, but it makes me ill when the game is decided on an extra point or maybe a two-point play. St. Cecilia 7, Ravenna 6, final from Duncan Field. St. Cecilia has not lost a regular season game since early in 2006, which was 6-0 to St. Paul. Gibbon was leading Ogallala at last check. Ord had a 9-7 lead over Central City in the fourth quarter. Wood River leading Superior 15-0 in the fourth quarter. Blue Hills going to knock off Donovan Trumbull 28-6. And, of course, heavy hearts over there at Blue Hill. And our thoughts are with all the Bobcat faithful as they're getting maybe a little chance to breathe tonight and watch some high school football. Loomis all over Pleasanton tonight, 48-8 in the fourth quarter of play. Aurora over Seward, 42-14 late in that ball game. 4 minutes left in the game. McCook 20 and Northwest 13. So quite a game going on there. We'll have more coming up after this on the Visco Sports post-game show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Visco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Doug Duda and Larry Baker back with you here on the Misco Sports postgame show. I'm surprised at so few of plays that Kearney actually ran in the second half, Larry. Again, Josh Banderas on the opening drive carried it 14 times for 75 yards out of that 80-yard drive and scored the touchdown that chewed up 7 minutes and 29 seconds of the quarter. And Kearney returned the kick out to the 50, and boom, 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 they're in the end zone.
Yeah, not only did they only have one drive in the third quarter, but it wasn't for very many plays.
And a very impressive display here. So let's take a look at the unofficial numbers we had in the ball game. We'll start with Lincoln Southwest. I had Josh Banderas with 27 carries, 120 yards, and the lone touchdown tonight for Lincoln Southwest. Connor Thompson, 1 carry, 1 yard. Jamie Brown, 7 carries for 15 yards. Jared Terrell, 2 carries for 3 yards. Tyler Hoppus, before he got knocked out with a concussion, had a reverse run for 19 yards. Easton Edmond, 1 carry. -1 yards. The quarterback, Gunnar Peterson, did not carry the ball at all tonight. 39 rushing attempts for 157 yards in this football game. Through the air, Peterson put it up as much as he had all year. He was 1 of 5 for 15 yards in the first half. He was 2 of 7 for 13 yards in the second half. So overall, 3 out of 12, no interceptions, no touchdowns, 28 yards through the air, 157 on the ground, 185 yards of total offense for Lincoln Southwest, resulting in 12 first downs. But, Larry, you break it down. 6 of those first downs were on the one drive where Banderas ran for 75 yards. So that one drive is what we expected to see all night long, but they weren't able to maintain that. And I'm not saying they didn't have the discipline to do it, but they had some guys injured, two of their guys on the offensive line out of the ball game, center and tight end, that definitely paid a toll for them.
Yeah, I mean, you got a look. You know, that first drive of the third quarter, you were able to get a look of who Lincoln Southwest wanted to be. But that was the only time we saw it in the game. And I give a lot of credit to the Bearcat defense, Brad Archer. You know, I mean, what they were able to get done was tremendous. They had watched the film. They had the scouting report. I mean, they did a great job with it. They had their kids coached up. The thing that I liked about the Kearney Bearcat defense tonight, when I say they got tremendous fits and they were where they were supposed to be, nobody tried to do too much. If my job was to play the B-gap, I just went and played the B-gap. And that's coaching. You know, and I thought the Bearcat defense played great. This Southwest offense is going to put up a lot of yards and a lot of points on some teams this year.
Two penalties for Lincoln Southwest for 10 yards, but one of them was pretty crucial. They converted a pass for third down and 6 that would have continued to drive with about 5.5 minutes to go, got out to about the 34-yard line, but they were called for illegal motion, which set up third and long, and there was nothing they could do. And they did convert that. Because they hit Banderas, but it just really took more time off the clock. They ended up going for it on fourth down at midfield and could not complete the pass, and Kearney was able to run out the clock. So just the two penalties, 5 punts tonight for Chase Goebel, right around his average of 33 yards per punt. He was probably a little lower than that tonight, right around 30 yards per punt. The only score was the 3-yard run by Josh Banderas with 4:31 to go. The kick was low and kicked into the line, no good. So 120 yards rushing for Banderas and a touchdown. The rest of the team just didn't have much offense tonight. We'll take a look at the final numbers for Kearney High right after this on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's look at the final stats that I had for the Kearney Bearcats tonight. Caleb Lundgren, 15 carries, 100 yards, and a touchdown, his best rushing performance. Tyler Gillen, 6 carries, 41 yards. Jahl Thong, 1 carry, 3 yards. Luke McNitt, 18 rushing attempts, 123 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 40 rushing attempts, 267 yards on the ground for the Bearcats. Through the air, Luke McNitt was not asked to do too much and really didn't. 7 attempts, completed 1 of them for 6 yards, and that didn't come until the fourth quarter of play. So 1 of 7, no interceptions, no touchdowns. 6 yards through the air, 267 on the ground, 273 yards of total offense, resulting in 14 first downs, no turnovers, 4 penalties for 30 yards, 3 punts for an average of 33 yards. In the football game, there was no scoring in the first quarter, although Kearney did have about an 85-yard punt return for a touchdown called back by a block in the back. Then they were able to cap off a long drive after that penalty on a 1-yard run by McNitt, and the 50-long drive made it 6-0 as the extra point kick was wide left. Then a 3-yard touchdown run by Caleb Lundgren was able to cap off a good, solid 80-yard drive. Quincy Bennett hit the extra point, 13-0 with 2:32 to go before the half. And the final score answered the Southwest-only score with 1:52 to go in the third quarter. Luke McNitt on third and long was able to go with a little quarterback counter, 14 yards around the right end. The PAT snap was high, and so it was no good. Made it 19-6 with 1:52 to go in the game, and that was the end of the scoring tonight as Kearney improves to 3-0, Southwest 2-1 with a 19-6 victory. Kearney plays Thursday at Millard North. It's going to be hard to get that emotion down and get back on the practice field because they're going to have to hit it right away again. And for Southwest, they return home to play Omaha North. It doesn't get any easier for either team.
No, but one of the things is when you actually look at Kearney, Doug, you can ride this wave. I mean, coming into here, you really weren't sure how good you were. You now know you're a pretty darn good football team. You just beat one of the teams that they thought was the best in the state. Now we're going to go on the road and play one that everybody thinks is the best in the state. And the one thing I'll say is, though it's a different scheme, this is more a GT power, that guard tackle power football that Kearney saw tonight. They're going to see sort of the same. It'll be an option look next week with Millard North, but they're going to see the same type of heavy run attack, no passing. And the nice thing is when you can see those types of schemes in back-to-back weeks, is you don't have to change a lot. Now you need to get your option responsibility down, but outside of that, You're preparing the same as you did a week ago. So though it's a short week, that helps you a tremendous amount. I wouldn't sleep on the Bearcats next week.
Well, a couple of other scores to pass along to you. It was Lexington getting in the win column tonight as they downed Gehring 47-24. Aurora down Seward 42-14. McCook was still leading Northwest late in their football game 20-13. And we should have a final on that for you momentarily between Northwest and their ball game there with McCook. McCook trying to get their first win of the season. Also tonight in other finals, Giltner over Hampton 70-14. Alliance was leading Hastings at the half 7-6. That's out there in Alliance, so they were starting at 8 o'clock our time. Kearney Catholic defeating St. Paul. Grand Island Central Catholic a winner tonight in ball game over Columbus Scotus. They're leading 21-7 in the fourth. Adams Central, they got a little bit better, a little more of a battle tonight as well, Larry, as they were up 14-7 in their football game against Wilbur Claytonia, and I believe that game has now gone final. McCook now leading Northwest 26-13 with 3 minutes left in that ball game. So that's going to put an end to that contest as they will get on the board. A couple other scores that we have for you here. St. Cecilia beat Ravenna 7-6. Wood River over Superior 21-0 in the fourth. Blue Hill led Donovan Trumbull late 28-12. We'll take a final break and wrap things up from Foster Field, where Kearney High has taken a 19-6 win over Lincoln Southwest right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Folks, I want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you exciting high school sports, whatever it may be. Tonight it is football, and we appreciate that. Mark Armstrong, the athletic director at Kearney High, and all the fine folks associated with the Bearcats. Got to see the volleyball team pick up their first win of the season last night, and the football team very impressive tonight, downing Lincoln Southwest by a score of 19-6. Played that even first quarter, Larry, with the wind blowing a little bit. They were going into the wind, and they kept it even with Southwest, stopped them on their first drive, made them punt it. Then you could see the confidence just grow and grow. Kearney then had a nice long drive going into the start of the second quarter and never trailed in this football game, winning it 19-6. It was one of those not weird things, but it was one of those things you see from time to time. You could see it. You could just see it growing from the stands, from the press box as this game progressed.
Yeah, there's no question. The electricity just seemed to really start to get pumped into the Bearcats, and the energy just left the Silverhawks of Lincoln Southwest. And, you know, it's not very often you see it, but there are times that you do. And Kearney came out almost like timid, like, okay, how bad's this going to hurt? And then pretty soon it was the Tiny Tim, like, okay, maybe we think we can. And pretty soon they just became a bully.
A couple of other scores to pass along to you. Overton comes back to beat South Loop tonight, 28-14. Adams Central beat Wilbur Claytonia, 21-7. Lincoln East over North Platte, 56-28. Hastings has taken the lead, 12-7 over Alliance in that football game. Platte River Prep's Friday night scoreboard show is coming up next. We're going to take one final break and wrap it up after this.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. A Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack Story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchased benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our local schools, getting you geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. One play that might not be looked at as the play of the game, Larry, but I think it is right up there, was Caleb Lundgren's kickoff return after Lincoln Southwest scored to cut it to 13-6. It looked like he was going to be tripped up at the 11-yard line and made an amazing move. This one is going to be returnable. Lundgren takes it at the 8. Goes from the right all the way to the left side, and he is going to be tripped. His balance, so this could be big. 15, 20, right sideline, 25, 30, 35, 40. He dances away from another man out to midfield. What a great job of keeping his balance back at the 11-yard line and brings it all the way out to midfield. And that's where things started to go Kearney's way yet again. They marched it right in, capped off by the 14-yard run by Luke McNett.
Yeah, actually, if you look back on the game, it was the big plays that energized Kearney. They had the two long runs on the jet sweeps. They had, even though that punt return was called back, that punt return that got called back really electrified things. And, of course, that kick return, the sidelines and the fans went crazy. None of those big plays produced points, but all of them set the wheels in motion for Kearney there.
Well, that's going to wrap things up here from Foster Field. We'll see you next Friday night among our games. Kearney Catholic and Ogallala on ESPN 1460. Kennesaw and Giltner 1-2 in some polls in D2, although Falls City Sacred Heart is looking pretty good. But that will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll let you know which one of the great games will be here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com as well. Plus, keep it here for high school volleyball. Don't forget UNK home tomorrow against Emporia State here at Foster Field at 2 o'clock. The Huskers, 6:30 with UCLA pregame at 1:30 on 94.5 The Breeze. Kearney Catholic has their volleyball invitational going on tomorrow as well up at Cope Gymnasium. For our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, what a good one tonight. Good luck to the Bearcats and Silverhawks the rest of the way, and we'll see them here very soon. This is Doug Duda from Foster Field in Kearney, where Kearney High has knocked off fifth-ranked Lincoln Southwest 19-6. Good night, everyone, and enjoy your weekend.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.